Blog Talk Radio.
Just say no to GMO, 'cause Monsanto has got to go. Want to see it on the label? Say no, say no, say no to GMO.
not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How's it going? This is Ron Rick live on Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing well, and the weather's nasty. It's raining cold in this part of the country, which would be the Midwest, so the center of the country. It is cold and raining, and it is a little cool. We're going to have a great series come up this week. We're working on something totally different. I think you're going to enjoy it. We're doing a lot of work on it today. And actually, I'm late tonight. I'm sorry, but usually 9 o'clock is our start time, my time, whichever your time might be, 11 or 10 or 8, whichever. I fell asleep behind the wheel. But hey, enough of that. Enough of me. Let's bring my co-host on, Jeanette from Delaware. How's it going, Jeanette? Here?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Well, that is good.
Did you have a problem signing as co-host? I had a problem signing as host a minute ago.
Yes, I did, and I know what it was.
Okay.
If you wait and let me get to sign in as the co-host first and open up the chat room, then we don't have any problems. The problem comes in is when you go in and you open the chat room. I was coming.
Oh, my bad. I did not know. I was going to be hurt.
If you let me come in and open it up.
I'm late.
Yeah,
I'm
but
scared.
When we hung up, everything froze on my computer, so I had to shut it down and bring it back up. And
that's what I had a problem with. It came back up, brought me in as a Ron Wreck, and as a guest. It's kind of weird, but anyway.
Yeah, but that was because I was trying to get in still as the co-host, and I couldn't do it because you did. So I don't see anything. You have control of everything. So no one can't blame me tonight for anything. It's all on Ron. But I see we have Billy here, and he said it's too bad it's not Friday night. And we also have Ebony here, Ebony Empress, and we have two guests.
Right.
Yeah, so hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Rex Show.
Absolutely. Welcome, everybody. Yeah, we're going to go into something a little different tonight. We're going to play a little bit of a clip, and then after we dump this little clip, well, it's a long clip. I'm not playing the whole thing. I think it's something concerned. We're going to do a different series on different things this week. We ain't really got it together yet, but we're going to work on it, and it's got a lot to do with a lot of deep topics, and I think you really want to catch these. I mean, that's what I'm trying to push for people to call or come to the show, but this is some new stuff that's came out and needs to really get out there. But I got this one. I think needs to have some attention to it, and I think we're going to go ahead and try this for a little bit and see how it goes, and we'll probably run about 10, 15 minutes, and then we'll shut it down. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll start discussing it. If it sounds like a plan, if I answer that, let me know how the sound comes on this, sweetie, and then we'll get it going. We'll just give it a shot.
Okay.
Won't be allowed back to school Mondays if haven't been vaccinated. The district will continue door-to-door visits until everyone is vaccinated. One-third of British nurses have said that they will not take this mindful vaccine because they're worried about the possible side effects. How do you convince the other parents out there that they need to do this?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
If that helps at all, but I'll tell you, my wife is not getting near as our kids. Because I've got four of them, and when I go home, I'm not Dr. Oz, I'm Mr. Oz.
Is on an independent study?
Yeah.
Kayla, has she been verified with her TDAP?
No.
Okay. We were coming today to give her a key to if she hadn't had it done yet.
I think you hit the nail on the head. This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials public campaign.
Well, we trusted the scientists back in 1976 with the original swine flu shot.
I mean, it was a
debacle.
Right.
Now, some people died. Some people paralyzed.
Right.
No, people remember the swine flu vaccine as a terrible disaster.
But this is one time. Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just get your damn vaccine.
Hey, look on the CDC website as to what is in the swine flu vaccine. You know, aluminum, insect repellent, formaldehyde, mercury.
There really is no firm evidence that vaccines do what they say they do.
We have the most unhealthy generation of children in the history of mankind.
The vaccine, known as Gardasil, about 8 million American girls have gotten the vaccine. But is it safe?
So today, Merck's HPV vaccine is dealing with a growing number of reports of serious side effects. Amanda Ratner, she came down with an illness so excruciating, she had to take morphine. Her parents, both doctors, blame Gardasil.
She's gone from a position of being a competitive varsity lacrosse player in high school to somebody who's chronically ill.
14-year-old Jenny developed life-threatening paralysis that's resistant to treatment. Merck and the CDC say Gardasil is safe and effective, and that they've not found a link to any deaths. They also say illnesses reported after vaccination may not have been caused by the shot. They go in for their one-year checkup with their pediatrician, and they get another round of vaccines, and many of them within hours, days, weeks, or months. Digress. Into autism. There's no such thing as a harmless vaccine. Autism is, in my opinion, at the far end of what's happening in terms of brain destruction from these vaccines.
The idea that we can put toxins and poisons into a perfectly healthy immune system is naive at best, and it's probably quite evil.
It's kind of an unrefined method that they use to have these high levels of these adjuncts, including
thimerosal, which is an antiseptic preservative, and hasn't that been linked in some cases to autism?
It has, and you look at it, it's been shown to cause autism in children with mitochondrial dysfunction.
There's some significant development of autism and childhood diseases. What happened?
There are three test cases out there with that's sort of a special report ruled out today, trying to establish whether or not there is a link between certain vaccines, childhood vaccines, MMR vaccine in particular.
You know, this is one that a lot of people wait for some time.
And the answer came back as no, no, no on all three of those test cases. No link was established.
I looked at the science they're relying on, and I can tell you, Joe, it is so weak, and you and I have seen in a legal practice with junk science, and we know, you know, what these phony scientists are who create
tobacco. It happens in big oil. It's happening in global warming. And now it's happening in a way that's impacting our kids' lives.
This is classic tobacco science.
Even if you were to hypothesize that there is a vaccine that could be necessary, that could maybe save a life that would have otherwise died from infection, or all we could cause.
In the 1980s, the autism rate was 1 in 6. Looking at the safety and efficacy of these vaccines, what I found that the CDC and the FDA were telling people and the truth of the vaccines were two different things.
It's really hard to try to find unbiased research that doesn't somehow have the drug companies associated with it.
Autoimmune diseases can take months and years to manifest. The follow-up is something like 2 weeks.
You cannot make any firm conclusions about the safety of the vaccine. What effective really means is that a substance is injected into a body and it creates an antibody. And if an antibody response is generated by that shot, then the science says the vaccine is effective. It did what it was supposed to do. They don't actually go back and compare vaccinated versus unvaccinated. They consider that the vaccine is effective simply by measuring the antibody generation. There is a leap in assumption then that simply because you have the antibody, it will protect you and keep you from getting sick. Animal models were injected with vaccines that created antibodies, and then they were introduced with the virus and succumbed to the virus. So we don't have real studies that say if you have an antibody to this disease, you are then immune and you are immune for this many years. We don't have that.
Because vaccination is based on the principle of immunization rather than on the principle of naturally acquired immunity, what we have after vaccination is only a short-lasting protection.
Each of those shots has chemicals, things like aluminum, polysorbate 80, all kinds of toxic chemicals that are causing lots of problems in immune systems.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, aluminum adjuvants on their own can inflict autoimmune diseases.
The largest, most powerful industry in the world is the pharmaceutical industry. They have fingers into foundations, fingers into major corporations, the media, they are everywhere.
No American should be legally forced to play vaccine roulette with their child.
We have sacrificed an entire generation of children's brains and health to build a pharmaceutical industry.
You can't have it both ways. They can't be unavoidably unsafe and safe and effective at the same time.
The fact that vaccine must be mandated is a sign of the failure of their program. But we're playing with fire. We've got a lot of viral material we're playing with, DNA we're playing with, foreign DNA, DNA from animals, from green monkeys, from chicken eggs, all kinds of DNA that we're not eating, we're injecting. What are we creating? We don't even know. It's like Frankenstein.
Do we really believe that health can only come through a vaccine?
There's just no basis for saying they're safe. There's zero basis.
As the number of vaccines put into a child's schedule increases in the United States, it is also being promoted in all other countries in the world. Today, we are seeing more vaccines given to more children at a younger age than ever before in history. As the number of vaccines given to children today, we have a rise in moderate to severe asthma, seizures, diabetes, and food allergies, diagnosed with autism. An alarmingly increasing rate of autoimmune diseases, mercury-based preservatives, live viruses and vaccines, and other chemical agents are known culprits for neurological disorders. We must begin to honestly and objectively address what we are choosing to consume and put into our bloodstreams and ask, is it worth the risk?
One of the things that women certainly are going to be concerned about is whether or not they should give their children vaccines and how safe are the vaccines.
People who have real questions are afraid to ask about what's in it.
is it safe? When I discussed, you know, my fear that it was the vaccines that caused him to regress with our original pediatrician who had given him the MMR shot. He told me I was crazy. He told me absolutely not. They've proven one way or another that vaccines have nothing to do with autism. When I told him that he had been in his own in a year, he said, that's toddler diarrhea.
In the last 25 years, as we've more than doubled the numbers of vaccines that we give our young children, we've seen a doubling of learning disability, doubling of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, a doubling of asthma, a tripling of diabetes, and a 600% or more increase in autism in every state. The issue is, what has happened over the last 25 to 30 years to cause this epidemic of autism? And so the only thing that really has changed is the number of vaccines being given to children.
My name is Dr. Janet Levitin, and I come to speak to you today as a clinician. I've been a pediatrician since 1982. When I was in my residency, I saw a baby die of sudden infant death just within hours after having been vaccinated. This is an event I saw take place two more times in my early medical career. Since 1989, there are records of 42 children from Massachusetts who have died around the vaccination. 98% of them were trying to receive a school-required vaccination. Nearly 90% died within the first 10 days, a third dying within the first 24 hours. This is Ryan, hours after his MMR, the last day that he was a neurotypical child, 15 months, got his MMR. I remember him not sleeping that night, crying, waking up with a very toxic-smelling diaper. I also remember 48 hours later, he had a 105-degree temperature. 3 days after that, he had a full body rash. He started staring at the cells, which we later realized were absent seizures. At 18 months, we discussed some of the changes, but his gross motor skills were still really good, so we gave him this 18-month shot. The next day, he stopped calling me mommy. He stopped wanting to be in the same room with his father, and he stopped calling his sister around. By two, everything was gone. He was born full term, normal in every way, vaginal birth with no interventions or drugs. His APGAR scores were 9 and 10, which means all his reflexes were perfect and present. Before discharge, he was in the United States for Combivax HD against hepatitis B. His fourth night in this world was his first at home, and about 5 hours after arriving home, he had his first seizure. The doctors told us we were causing bad seizures, odd behaviors, and delays by bad parenting. My son came out and appeared to be normal at birth. And then when they took him back to the nursery, he was given the hepatitis B shot, which contains mercury. And something happened to him in his blood where he became very ill and they put him in ICU. My son could yell and scream for 45 minutes straight and not stop. There were times he would crawl out of his car seat. I'd have to pull over on the side of the road, and he would be doing flips on my body, just screaming rages that you would not believe. I would have people stopping and writing my license number here.
Language loss, he drooled and stuff. He had extremely long diarrhea was our first major red flag. Progressive autism. I think your child does develop typical. And he does look like this true, perfect little thing. And then all of a sudden you wake up and they're gone.
I'm crying my eyes out to the doctor saying, I know these things started this with my child. The vaccines caused this in my child. I can look at the videos and see the change in my child. I don't want her vaccinated. He said, I had to. And more vaccinations came, more regression came. After the MMR, within a month of that, she started to bang her head against the wall. She started to just run right into the wall, and it didn't seem as if she had any type of pain or feeling.
Lindsay is representative of all the children who fall under the mandate. Lindsay received the hepatitis B vaccine 2 days before entering high school. The next day, she seemed flu-like. The day after that, so dizzy. She couldn't stand up without holding the ball. The following day, she passed out. Her ability to stand was compromised for almost 6 months due to unremitting dizziness. Following our doctor's advice, Lindsay had the series with grief. It was on the third shot since he became so violently ill within 2 hours that I knew the vaccine was the catalyst of her illness.
And my daughter.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to stop for just a second. Just bring everybody up to speed. What is the clip on? It's called A Silent Epidemic. And it's about immunizations and all these vaccine shots they're giving the kids and all the side effects it's doing. You know, it's a big drug dealers trying to get everybody sick and keep business going to sell products. So that's what's happened to a lot of us nowadays on a lot of medications. That's why they're trying to disclose side effects on the commercials you see on TV and so forth. Anyway, I just want to bring up the speed on that. It's called Silent Epidemic. I'll put the link in the chat room here in a little bit.
Received the vaccine about 3 weeks later and noticed a little bit of discomfort in her arm. Gradually, over the next few weeks, it got worse and worse. At that point, she was anemic. To be put in the hospital, had a bone marrow biopsy. There was concern that she had leukemia. Had a muscle biopsy because of the effect on her arm. The following summer, she had meningitis as the consequence of her illness. She had a neurologic problem, which was recognized to be part of this illness. It required another spinal tap and MRIs and more medication. And it was all localized at the beginning in the arm where she had a partisan vaccine. You know, it would take a lot. I think the daughter is making these symptoms up. She had objective evidence, abnormal spinal taps, clinical events, blood tests that were abnormal. Nobody could look at that and say, this is something your daughter's making up. This is a coincidence. Your daughter has some bizarre illness which doesn't have a name, which we never heard of and can't identify or quantify in any way. But, you know, we know that it's not related to the vaccine. Several have come out and say, well, yes, of course, this is obviously related to something in the vaccine.
I couldn't believe that they would put children's lives at risk. Now I feel like I was taken advantage of, and that I was naive, and as was Chris, her life was taken from a vaccine she didn't need, about which we were falsely informed, for a disease she never would have gotten.
Within hours, I saw what happened to my son. I believed it was a coincidence because I was told it was a coincidence. Because that's what I was told. I was told doctors are okay. They wouldn't do it. Even on the back of my mind, I saw what happened. I did it again, for Christ's sake. I did it again. I listened. I was a responsible citizen again. And look what happened to my other son. They are allowing all of our children to have all of these symptoms, to have all of this pain, and because we as parents mentioned the word vaccine, just that one word, those children are absolutely left. Nobody gives a damn for them. They, how can doctors allow children to suffer? When babies are born, they are by definition born immature. Their neurological system is immature. Their immune system is immature. What we do to these newborns is within minutes of birth, they're exposed to latex. They're exposed to vitamin K shots. Within a few more hours after birth, then we give them a hepatitis B vaccine. The first paper that came out about the hepatitis B vaccine and using that vaccine in America was based off of a study that was done in Southeast Asia. And mothers there have high incidence of hepatitis B. We should probably give the hepatitis B vaccine to children in this country. It made no sense to me then. It probably makes no sense now. So a mere 8 weeks old, 56 days of life on this planet, the baby goes in for its first well baby checkup. And at that time, they may be given up to 6 or 7 different vaccines, a DPT, which is diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, a polio vaccine, another hepatitis B vaccine, a HIV, which is for Haemophilus influenza B, and possibly a Prevnar vaccine, which is 7 strains of strep, maybe even 13 strains of strep, all given at the same time. So it's like giving 20 or 30 vaccine antigens in about 5 or 6 shots. That process is repeated at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. They get another big dose of vaccines at 1 year of age. So that by the time children are 1 year old, they will have had more than 70 different vaccine antigens injected and measurable amounts of chemicals. In fact, the 2 vaccines that have the highest amount of chemicals, in my opinion, are the MMR and the chickenpox vaccine.
When I hear statements such as Paul Offit saying that a baby can receive up to 10,000 to 100,000 vaccines at one go, it's difficult to even describe. The emotions that come up for me, I think, are rage, that this man has the kind of platform he does and has the kind of media attention. I mean, he is the main media mouthpiece for the medical establishment speaking about vaccines. He and his attitude are an absolutely catastrophic danger to infant and young child health.
The notion that vaccines cause autism has been a harmful one. Harmful because I think it's unnecessarily scared parents about vaccines. Harmful because I think it's subjected children to therapies which can be dangerous. And harmful because I think most importantly it's really diverted a lot of resources away from far more promising leads as to the real cause or causes of autism.
We know that autism, for example, is skyrocketing. And it's not anymore a question or a debate that, oh, we're just diagnosing the condition better. There is a true increase in the rates of autism, and people are looking for answers. Now, some have suggested that autism is a result of some gene mutations. The problem with that is that gene mutations occur slowly and they cannot account for this huge increase in autism rates that we see in the developed world.
I think that certainly autism spectrum disorder is at least genetic. I mean, when you have one identical twin with autism, the chance that a second identical twin will have autism is greater than 90%. When it's a fraternal twin with autism, the chance that a second fraternal twin has autism is less than 10%. So it's genetic, and now some of the genes are being defined.
We now know that immune molecules play crucial roles in brain development. This means that you cannot manipulate the immune system and think that that will not have adverse outcome, especially if you manipulate the immune system in early development. Some people have pointed that vaccines could be the problem, but they're often ridiculed for such assertions. But there is actually a scientific rationale for that, not just a scientific rationale, but there's also scientific data.
But in my children, they have 12 in the country started kindergarten. They've gotten 49 doses of vaccine. Over 50% of our children now have some kind of chronic illness, over 50%.
I would ask those who say that children can receive 10,000 immunizations for very safely, I would simply ask them, well, can you demonstrate that by injecting yourself with 10,000 vaccines and then can you give us your brain for analysis and see what we find after?
Is it any wonder that we've got children that now need antidepressants and antipsychotics and Ritalin because they have inflamed brains from all these vaccines that have happened through their developmental years of life?
And so if you begin to give children vaccine, you actually set their immune system toward one part of the immune system called the humoral part, which makes more antibodies, yet at the same time you're suppressing their cellular immunity, which never develops completely. We are seeing an autoimmune reaction against the brain tissue. And so these children, unfortunately, even the ones who are not developing the syndrome of autism, are developing other syndromes such as ADD and ADHD, and of course the secondary problem is the number of allergies that we're seeing in our young children.
And part of the allergic reaction has to do with the fact that the immune system is not completely developed at birth. It takes about 3 years for the immune system to be developed.
You might go in one day and get the MMR and the DPT and the novel rotavirus, and you might get the meningococcal, or you might get the flu vaccine the same day. I mean, there's any number of vaccines they can give you all at once. So I think what we're up to is individual vaccines. Now maybe 13 different vaccines doses in the one vaccine that they're all given together. They might use the left arm, right leg, and the buttocks. So they might receive an unlimited amount of number of vaccines.
Apparently the common cold is much greater insult to your immune system than a vaccine or even multiple vaccines.
Exactly right. I think a simple cold or even just a single ear infection is a far greater challenge to a child's immune system than would be the 14 vaccines that are typically given in the first few years of life.
This guy's a liar.
Trust me. Showing that the combined doses are safe for babies to take at a very young age.
Where's the evidence for the claim that vaccines, whether singly or in combination, that children get them very often, are in fact safe and effective? There is no definitive answer to that.
When I first started researching vaccination and looking at the whole concept of vaccine efficacy, because what always comes out is that vaccines are safe and effective, it took me a while to figure out what that word effective really even meant. We as clinicians and doctors and even parents in the lay public, when they hear the word effective, they assume that what that means when the phrase is said, vaccines are safe and effective, meaning that vaccines are safe and they will keep you from getting sick. To determine whether or not a vaccine is effective, you would basically have to do exposure experiments to people or to animals if you were going to show that it was effective or not. You'd have to give the vaccine, and then you would have to see if you expose the animal to the pathogen, that you would you be causing the disease or not, and would there be a difference in the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated population? Well, it's considered unethical to do that with human beings, to expose them to, you know, anthrax or a polio virus or a flu virus. So in general, the way vaccines are determined to be effective are if there's an antibody titer generated. And if that antibody is generated, it's considered to be effective. Do the antibodies really mean that you are chronically sick? Does it mean you've had an exposure? You've had a certain level of protective antibody and you can still get sick? So the whole word in the scientific literature about effective vaccines means that you create an antibody. But that doesn't necessarily translate from effective into protecting you from getting sick. And oftentimes there isn't even that antibody generated in many of the people who are injected with vaccines. Elderly people, immunocompromised people, often won't even generate that antibody. So it's often a complete waste in them. So that's how effectiveness is determined by the companies when developing new vaccines.
There is this prevalent belief in the medical community that if you vaccinate 90% or 95% of individuals, you are effectively prevent the spread of infectious diseases. And the term that is used is herd immunity. So basically, you immunize almost the entire population, you will eliminate the spread of an infectious agent. Now, that theory sounds really good, but it's only a theory. It hasn't actually been demonstrated. And if you look at the real-world data, you see that their outbreaks frequently occur even if there is 90% of the population that has been vaccinated. So this whole concept of herd immunity simply doesn't hold water, because if it were true, you should not see any cases of infectious disease outbreaks in populations that have been vaccinated.
There are problems that come up with prolonged mass vaccination campaigns, and one of them is that between the time that the vaccine is introduced on a massive scale and a few decades later, the disease actually becomes more dangerous.
Are they efficacious? Do they actually protect against the diseases that they're meant to protect against?
When I come back, for example, to the mumps, the mumps vaccine was introduced for commercial reasons, not for the benefit of children. It was the opinion of the CDC and others in the UK that this is a trivial disease in children. It was not needed. Now, here's the problem. If you use a vaccine that does not work properly, is not efficacious, then you are storing up major problems. Why? Because, for example, mumps is a trivial disease in children, but is not trivial in particularly young post-adolescent males. It's where it can cause testicular inflammation, and it can cause sterility. Testicular inflammation or chytis is also associated with later malignancy in the testicle. If the vaccine does not work, if it only protects you for, say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, then by the time you are a teenager, you are no longer immune. That is exactly what's happened. There have now been outbreaks of mumps, multiple outbreaks in children who've received multiple doses of the MMR vaccine. So what mumps vaccination has done, because the vaccine is not efficacious, has taken a trivial disease and turned it into a much more serious disease.
Over time, when you have an antibody, it goes away. And that's why even those who believe in vaccines know that the antibodies wane and why they are promoting now many, many, many booster shots.
And now we are creating vaccines for diseases which we perceive as very mild, such as chickenpox or rotavirus stomach flu, and who knows what else is coming. And for the sake of eradication of the virus, what is likely to happen 30 years from now is that these viruses will become much more deadly for infants that are going to be born at this time and will not have the luxury. Now it's going to be a luxury of maternal immunoprotection.
Anaphylaxis now is almost every day. Schools are urged to stockpile EpiPens because there are so many kids with different kinds of food allergies or other allergies that they are in danger for anaphylactic shock. The kind of anaphylaxis that we see today and can only be stopped by epinephrine or other substances can only happen after the injection of these substances, one substance into the body, and it's basically the body's way of responding to these substances.
So we know that we're priming the immune system. We know that there's things going in these vaccines that when you put an adjuvant, an adjuvant is a substance that you intentionally put in a vaccine to create an immune response, which in many people will be an autoimmune response because you can get the viral particles adhering to vessel walls, cell walls, going into the brain from the heavy metals. So we're seeing asthma, we're seeing food allergies. I mean, when I was a kid, I keep going back when I was a kid. It was a long time ago, and we didn't get that many vaccines. Somebody with a food allergy was like one. I heard of one person. You know, there was one person in my school who had asthma. One person in my grade school. I went to a big grade school who had asthma. I mean, kids didn't need to use their inhalers. It was just unheard of.
What we face on our issue is an epidemic of autism, environmentally driven epidemic of autism, now alarmingly affecting 1 in 31 boys in the United States of America. I saw data from Yale just the other day in South Korea showing that 1 in 36 children in South Korea are affected by this lifelong neurodevelopmentalism. There is the true epidemic.
A big chunk of the immune system that's missing here when we talk about vaccines is the innate immune system. The innate immune system does not work with antibodies. It works with mostly something called natural killer cells and are often vitamin D dependent, and there's other issues that guide them and control them. But innate immunity is your first line of immune defense, the most important line of immune defense. We know that people with antibodies to diseases will still succumb to those diseases. We know that when you have a community-acquired infection, such as measles or mumps, it engages both sides of the immune system. The side that's called Th2, which creates the antibodies, the Th1 side of the equation, which engages the self-immunity that is defined by the difference between knowing who you are and where your environment stops. The innate immunity is not addressed, mostly because it's we did think that boosted RNA immunity is probably not patentable. It would probably be one thing if it was, and so it's being ignored. But we don't have studies showing that because you have an antibody to a specific communicable disease, you are therefore immune. Those don't exist.
The way it's done with an injection actually sets the immune system up in a way that can lead to autoimmunity. And so that's one of the major differences between a natural infection and recovery afterwards, which is lifelong and normal, and an injection, which will maybe produce an antibody that will be temporary and won't necessarily be effective and could possibly be damaging. Real infection, and you have fever, and you have cytokines, and you have white blood cells, and you have all of these different types of portions of your immune system coming together in a dance. And that's where lifetime true immunity comes from. When you are re-exposed to a virus or re-exposed to that infection, your immune system has been fully engaged and recognizes that and says, I don't have to process that again. We've done that once. They push out a little bit of intrinsic immune system help to push that virus out of the way, and that's where true immunity comes from.
All right. I hope you all caught on to that and figured out what it's all about. You know, of course, vaccines and the big chemical companies. I'm kind of speechless for a moment on that, but it's it seems like they, you know, drug children to make them ill to sell product. That's more or less what I'm seeing, and that's what I feel about this. Ron Paul, you always see everywhere is wanting to give you flu shots or sell you a flu shot or whatever, however. And, you know, I don't ever do the flu shots. I just refuse to do them. I mean, I haven't, you know, if my body can't handle it, here's what I'm saying. I don't know. Each and every one of us can be affected because we, you know, if you had, you know, the vaccine shots these kids, most of us did, because our parents didn't know. There again, same thing, like, go back to the birth certificate again. I know you hate to hear that word, but that's what it is. They don't know. They're listening to these authoritative figures, you know, it's like they do, and say, well, you know, they really need this, or they could do this, they could die from this. And, you know, when you say die from something, people freak out. They go, oh, yes, give it to them right away, immediately give it to them, you know, without doing any research of what the drug is or what the effect of it is or what it can, can't do. And, it's came to a point where it's this is worldwide. This ain't just here in America. I mean, you know, some of them doctors from the UK, so forth, and it's just getting crazy. I mean, like, we're laboratory rats for these big pharmaceutical companies and establishments. They're not looking at keeping you healthy. They're not trying to get you better. They're just trying to keep customers. And if you notice, like I said, on commercials on TV, it tells you about a drug. Well, this drug will help you with your depression, blah, 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 blah. But it causes heart attack, stroke, seizures. I mean, just 10,000 different things wrong. And as a matter of fact, I said that one time at my doctor's. Me and him, when I go to see my doctor, it's he hates to see me in a way, but there again, he likes me because I rifle him. I mean, I want to know the compounds. I want safety data sheets on every chemical he pumps. And most of the things that he tries to recommend to me, I'll refuse. So I'm like, man, I'm just going to get weighed, blood pressure checked, and that's it. But there's, I do have a problem. I do, let's say I have COPD, and I don't know what caused it or what it has. You know, it could be from cigarette smoking or whatever. But there again, it could be from a vaccine I took as a child. That's another question. So I don't know. But I just thought I'd bring this topic up tonight to see, you know, other people's input would be on this. So anyway, do y'all want to call in? Phone lines will be opened up. I'd sort of be kind of courtesy to the next guy. But yeah, man, it's getting crazy. And today doing research on this topic, I ran across a bunch of other ones. So I actually got a pileup of different things we're going to talk about as we go along to see what's going on around the world. And it's not very good. I mean, I hate to talk about doom and gloom, but I think it's a thing we need to talk about a lot because just in case something does go down, you know, we need to know. We need to be informed because, you know, mass media is not telling us nothing. And if they are telling us anything, it's not really true. I just, you know, it's crazy. And it's all about the mighty dollar. It's they love it. They love money and power. And that's why I say a lot of times, you know, I'm praying for the economic collapse. I want the dollar to dry up just because these assholes won't have no more money. The thing I did also talk about the other day was the H.R.
I think it was H.R. 2847 bill that passed where they can go take 30% of your money from your overseas accounts. Well, that's good because they're attacking their own. That means they're attacking the rich people. You know, so I don't think this bill is going to last long because they're going to bitch and cry. You can't do this to me. I gave you X amount of millions of dollars for this, blah, 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 and I don't want you to, you know, have anything. So, you know, but it's insane. Matter of fact, I do have some clips that I'll be doing the rest of this week on that topic. But wow, man. We no longer have jobs here. They want to keep us drugged up. And it's like a big race for money. And a lot of them, where they, I noticed one time I seen a story on a chiropractor that got arrested for having kids coming to his chiropractic office because they were on, you know, public assistance, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever they call it. And he was, you know, offered some prize. If you come so many times, you get to enter a prize to win a bicycle. You know, I'm like, how dirty can you be? But they did bust this guy. But he wasn't even treating the patients. He was just going to come in and put their name down. And, you know, so he got paid for it, for nothing. And so it goes on and on and on. I mean, it's a vicious cycle. And I think, you know, a lot of it needs to be addressed. But people are so dumbed down about it, you know. That, well, they know they are who they are, and I'm stupid. And but the majority of people just don't know what's happening to them. So they just let it continue on, let it happen. And it's a sad, sad scenario where people need to start waking up. You need to take a look around you. And that's why I try to tell people, man, take a look. Well, what do you mean? Today, I had somebody come by and talk to me about their friend that's in jail, well, actually prison. And this person is doing a 2-year prison term. And not change topics, it's kind of the way how it works as far as, you know, you being buffaloed on what the deal is. Well, this guy is doing his 2-year deal, but he has more warrants for his arrest once he gets out of jail. Okay, and they're misdemeanors, they're just, you know, minor misdemeanors. So what they're going to do is when they parole this guy, they're going to pick him up, rearrest him, take him back to the county jail and go back through the process again. And because he doesn't know what to do and he can't afford an attorney. So, of course, I don't offer legal advice, and I'm not an attorney either, so I'm just letting you know that. But I showed the person, his contact, what they need to do to try to help this. And they can get it resolved now while he's sitting in jail instead of waiting until he gets out, but that's what they want to do, because they want to keep you in jail so they make more money. It's all about the money. You're going back to, everything refers back to money, regardless. I don't care what anybody says. Nothing is safe. We ain't safe. Nothing's safe. And we're being fed tons and tons and tons and tons of bullshit. That's what we get, bullshit. And it's sad. I mean, if they ain't screwing somebody over, they're not happy. I think they like it. I think they're saddest, and they like doing what they do with us. So, I mean, you know, I hate to be the bearer of the bad news, man, but it is what it is. It really is. Anyway, I want to welcome everybody tonight. It's great to see everybody here. You know, Billy, Ebony, how are you doing? How is it over in the UK? I can't say this word. Preppardie. Preppardie. Okay, I'm sorry about that. And of course, Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. How are you doing tonight? I'm still trying to wake
Ron,
up.
Ron, you know what I would like to see?
What's that, ma'am?
I would like to see these people that are head of these organizations, like Monsanto and, you know, the Food and Drug Administration that are, you know, doing these shots and everything else. Monsanto, who now has control of the epidemic needles. And mm-hmm. I would like to see them as a punishment being fed the foods that they're feeding us. And no, not them going to get the food out of their own supply, because we know they're mm-hmm. not going to give that. But no, let the people go to the store, buy the food that they put on the shelves or, you know, mm-hmm. in the meat cases, and feed them that. And I bet you even if you go to feed them that, they will start screaming and hollering.
Mm-hmm.
Or to give them a vaccination. You know, we're going to give you the flu vaccine. No, no, no. Because
right.
they know it's lethal.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
that
it's
designed just to kill you. Every vaccination has the disease in it.
Mm-hmm. And it can be a ticking time bomb. because it might not show up till later on in your life. That's another thing people don't understand.
Like the vaccination from the 50s and 60s.
That's it. They want customers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They want customers, and that's what they're doing. It's insane. It's literally insane. What am I to say about it? I mean, am I supposed to say, well, that's just the way it is? Or am I supposed to say, well, that's part of the big oligarchy, Illuminati, these devil worshippers, or whatever they are, doing this to us? What do you say? I mean, I say bullshit.
I don't know.
I
really
bullshit.
Wish that I did know. And if anyone has any idea what to say, please call in. The number is 718-508-9813. Or, you know, perhaps just to join the conversation with us, you know, just to figure out or just to talk about your frustrations or, you know, anything that you also came across with this that we haven't covered. You know, Ebony, you're in a completely different country, so I know over there, y'all don't have GMO foods, do you? I know, I think they banned the GMO foods over in England.
Well,
there's a lot of countries where they banned it. I know they don't take our potatoes. Pardon me?
Right. Remember I told you earlier what GMO stands for?
Yes, God move over.
Nah.
You know the devil's a liar.
Nah. Mm.
You know, in my life, that's a lie. You know, the devil is a liar for me in my life.
Mm-hmm. But that's when they said, God, move over, I said, I'll be damned. Ain't that just...
Yeah, well, that's the devil trying to be God again, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I don't...
He wants to create people.
Excuse me, the only way I know,
and everything. Oh, you like that acronym, Pumpkin. I don't like it at all. I don't like what they're doing with it. I don't like the GMOs. They can keep that mess. You know, that's why I said I would like to see them eat it for a week. And not them getting it. I want to go to the store and buy it. I'll take my own Federal Reserve notes and go and buy it for them.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
They can give me an EBT card and I'll go and buy it for them.
Sure, why not? Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just let them get what they're giving us, and I wonder how fast they'll run from it because they know exactly what it is.
To this whole problem, I do have the answer. You know, and I don't know if I should really reveal the answer to solve all of our problems. I mean, I can solve everything. I'm serious. I figured it out. I finally got it. I do got the answer for all of us and everybody.
Before you go to solve it all and give that answer, can you check to see if we have any calls on the line? Because someone else may have a solution, too.
I believe we have Elvira on the line.
We have to let Miss Elvira in.
She's in. I got it. Elvira, can you hear it?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello,
okay,
Miss Elvira.
Hi.
I know you probably want to
shoot
me.
I'm enjoying the show.
Well, I didn't get a hold of you today. I fell asleep, too, besides that.
Don't worry.
Well, there's something that needs to be looked at in my terms, what I'm saying.
I know.
But, yeah, this thing here, I got so much so deep in this research day on this that I forgot about your computer. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. But I got a note here. I'm looking right at it.
I'm like,
you know, I'm slipping in my old age. That's what I'm saying. That's my way to get out of it. But not really. But as far as my answer goes, here's the answer. It's real easy. You could do it at home, and, you know, you got everything you need for this answer to solve this problem around the world. Stop spending money. Just completely stop spending unless you absolutely need something. Absolutely. I mean, don't be going to Walmart buying worthless bullshit. Absolutely don't spend money. If everybody on the planet would one day stop spending money and stop the chain from rolling, it would cause a massive problem with these people. Massive. But that's the beast. That's what it is. The beast wants to be fed, and that's what we are done. We are sacrificial lambs to the beast. That's what we are. That's what we're doing, and that's what we get. And we're being coaxed into it. You know, it's not what you think it is. It's an illusion, the world. I mean, but people, the problem with people, they're scared to ask questions like they're going to get beat up. And that's what we've been taught. authority figures are bigger and bad enough to try to kick our ass. I mean, when I turn my leaf over and open my eyes up, I don't give a shit. I say it exactly the way I want to. Just like getting the show's uncensored, you know, thank God. Or I'd be kicked out and locked up a long time ago. I would have been locked up before I started my own show, probably. But then, you know, of course, we've got the thought police coming soon. If you're thinking about doing something wrong, you're going to jail. That's lovely, too, you know, and kiss my ass. But, yeah, this topic really got to me, this vaccine. I've been looking at it for quite, you know, a few years, and it's came to the point where we got to do something. Something's got to be done. This has got to be stopped. I mean, we're going to have a whole planet full of sick people, and it's going to be shit we can't get rid of. That's
right.
The problem.
With the vaccinations, don't they also make them with eggs, too?
With what?
Eggs. You know, a lot of things they say if you're allergic to eggs, then, you know, you can't take different vaccinations because you're allergic to eggs.
Right. I'm sure of that. That's why they're talking about the EpiPens, you know, where people are having seizures and stuff like that, so they have these EpiPens, you know.
Really?
Yeah, the school's got to have them all, they've stockpiled them in case kids have a seizure. Because what is the chemical reaction, the chemical difference in these children is damaging. You know, some kids can tolerate, their bodies will tolerate it, you know, get to pass through them. But that doesn't mean later on it's not going to be there, okay? The baby boomers. Why is cancer such a big outbreak now? Why do so many people get cancer? There's so many different types of cancers. I mean, it's straight up crazy. And
because it was from the vaccination that they were making in the 50s with the, now what is that called, the monkey virus or something, I believe. And
right, whatever excuse they come up with, right.
Yeah, well, they made it in a lab, and they knew that the 50s and 60s babies were going to be the generation of cancer, of a high cancer rate. And I notice a lot of people in my age group, you know, have cancer, you know, or have died from cancer.
Right, or had some form of it, right.
Yeah, and older because, you know, we were given those vaccinations.
Right, it's a guaranteed paycheck. That's the whole thing. It's a guaranteed paycheck. And as they did, they sit around the slide for, hey, look here, we can put this shit in these people. It's like a time bomb. You know, it'll cause the immune system to take a long time. They'll never catch on to us. You know, let's mix this shit up. Let's throw it in their arms. And, you know, we'll cash in on it a little later on. We'll, you know, big time. And what these pharmaceutical companies are, they're big dope dealers is what they are. But they get to play with the clients. You know, they get to cause these clients to be sick. So they sell their product. It's all about the product. Take care of the shareholders. That's who they're trying to take care of, the shareholders. But they want that money to keep pumping in. They don't want to stop it. They don't want to piss these people off. Because if investors walk out on you, you're in trouble. That's where you start losing ground real fast. It's like the ground just fell off from underneath your feet. And that's what they don't want. They don't want that to happen to them. So they got to guarantee it. And, of course, you know, the investors don't have a clue what the hell they're doing. As long as they're making the money, they don't give a shit what they do. That's how they think.
Well,
so, I mean, it's...
Go ahead. You have to remember, a lot of this really started with the first Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the GMOs and things like that. With the vaccinations and everything, they were playing with that for years. I know...
Right.
A friend of mine, her husband, his last polio shot he didn't get as a child. So they blamed that for the reason why, you know, his whole life he walked with a limp. You know, because I guess no one ever thought to think that, you know, okay, the previous polio shots that he had is probably what already did the damage. But because he missed one, you know, of course they're going to blame it on he missed that one polio shot.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing.
And then polio was coming back, but they don't call it polio. They call it MS.
Mm-hmm. But take a look here, too. You know, the point where the catch-up on this, when they inject a virus inside somebody, you know, there are times where that virus actually took on. It went on. You know what I mean? Minutes. Like, you know, some of the people are talking about, you know, my child got a shot. 2 hours later, it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The kids got all these problems and stuff, and I've seen clips where these kids' skin was just peeling off of them, and there's all kinds of crazy side effects from this crazy shit. Yeah, it's oh, man, it bugs the shit out of me. I hate it. We're going to go into a bunch of different topics like this week, like I said. And the one, I don't have it with me. I have a clip of it, but the one that everybody really ought to see is this new flick that I just caught on to. It's called Death by China. I'll be trying to get some clips for that, and we'll pop them up too, and you'll really love that one. Death by China, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah, wait till you see that one. That's going to be, you'll catch on to that.
I don't know,
fast.
The one that I watched today was, enough to make me just throw my hands up in the air and just say, forget eating or just eat whatever I want, because what difference does it make?
Right. Well, you know, I tried to get you earlier, try to get your goat, but you beat me to it when I mentioned tobacco, you know, the GMO in tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know.
Well, if Monsanto was, you know, they're going to be messing with the marijuana doing it, which was another reason why I said don't legalize it, because
sure.
I knew that that's what was going to happen.
They're going to legalize it just for that reason. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for them to do the same thing with Alu and everything else, you know, to declare it a pharmaceutical drug.
Mm-hmm. And any supplement. They're trying to do any supplements, period. They want to do that shit.
Even
they
vitamins.
Want full control. Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't want you healthy. They don't want you healthy at all. They want you sick.
Oh, of course not.
But you remember, they're all in bed together. The pharmaceutical companies, chemical companies, they're all in bed together, period. And the government's with them, too. You know,
Well, when you have chemical companies that are ruling the food, you know, the vegetation and the animals and everything else, so they're ruling the food, you know, of course they're going to use the pesticides and everything else in it because they don't care. The DNA is a blueprint for the body so that they know that since they're messing with the DNA, you know, by mixing things together, you know, different animals and everything else and injecting it into these seeds, that, of course, we consume it, so it's going to mess with our DNA. And then, unfortunately, you know, women who get pregnant are, you know, are breastfeeding their babies, then this is going to be passed on to them. But, you know, what
sure,
I find
absolutely.
Really ironic is, now, a cow, you give it, you try to feed it pasteurized milk, and I think it'll kill it, or they won't take it, but
you get pasteurized
milk to your babies.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right. Yeah, and it's illegal to sell raw milk, you know, so you can't do that either.
Oh, proper diet said in the future they want you to go to the doctor's office to get your vitamins.
Sure. Ain't no doubt about it. It'll be pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
A natural thing that's good for you, you'll have to go to your doctor to get a prescription for it, and you might have a reason for it. You know? That's
that's so that you can have the GMO so that, you know, it won't be authentic. It'll be, you know, some form of crap that they want to put out.
Sure. It'll have a vitamin in it, but it'll have some bullshit with it, guaranteed. You know, there's times, you know, like today, I sit back in my chair at my office, and I said, you know what? God, why did you put me on this planet? Why me? Why am I here? It don't make no sense. Why did you put me here? It's just, you know, wow. It's not that I'm losing my mind, because I've done lost it, and there ain't no finding. I looked under the couch. I swear to it. But, you know, I found the remote control, though, but I didn't find my mind. But it's so idiotic and insane, you know.
Pumpkin said she thinks if we all eat our rose and tulip leaves, we'll be just fine. Pumpkin, I would love to agree with you. The only thing is you forgot they're spraying the chemtrails. So they're still getting sprayed.
I grow a lot of things here at my place. You know, I'm an avid gardener. And, you know, I don't use, hopefully, no GMO seeds. But here's how I do it. Everything I have out there in that garden is something I've grown before. A GMO seed will not grow again. I don't care how many seeds it produces, it won't grow again. And another one I meant to tell people, you know, I'm going to go buy me a seedless watermelon. Seedless.
Mm-mm.
Okay, yeah. They sell them all the time.
I know. But anything that is grown without seeds is unnatural.
That's right. That's frankenfruit, I call it.
Yeah, that's unnatural. Because everything has a seed in it. And if it doesn't have a seed, then that's man-made. You don't want no man-made crap.
Some of them have seeds in them, but they're worthless.
Yeah.
They're worthless. They won't grow again. You could dry them and try to replant them. They will not come back, ever. I've tried it. I've tested it. Won't happen. And like everything here.
Why would you put that in your soil? Now, of course, your soil is dead now anyway.
No, it's not. It better not be. My soul ain't dead. Mine tested real nice. But there again, you got to remember, I use all natural ingredients in that soil.
Yeah, but you still get rain. Don't you still get rain?
Yeah, but it don't matter. I just keep adding more to it, you know. I keep feeding it.
Yeah, but if you're getting rain and you know that they're messing with the clouds and everything because of HARP, then, you know, what do you think's happening to your crop? I mean, even though, don't get me wrong, you're still doing the best thing.
Well, yeah, I'm still getting something. I know that. I got that.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm still
you're getting some nutritional value out of it. It may not be the nutritional value that was in things when I was younger and you were younger, but it still holds some form of nutritional value.
It's cleaner than what you buy at a grocery store. It's cleaner than what you buy at a grocery store. I'm eating healthier, but also I'm saving money. You know, it's not, but there was never about money with me when I started gardening. I just like doing it. You know, I like the taste of something I grow better than that shit I buy at the store. Because you got to admit, man, the shit you buy in a store anymore is practically flavorless. I'm serious. I mean, peaches.
Yes, it is.
You know, peaches, you know, where, you know, you bite into a peach, that thing's juicy and soft and, you know, tastes real good. Now you bite into a fucking peach, it's like eating into a baseball. Hard as a rock.
Yeah, I remember getting the Jersey peaches, and they were big and juicy, and you go to bite into it. This sounds nasty, y'all, but the juice would just run all down your face.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell I was young then because I wouldn't dare do that as an adult. As an adult, I cut and slice them and eat them, but as a child, I remember just, you know, biting in it, and it was just, but that was just heavenly.
Right, but nectarines, too, same thing. Nectarines are not right. Strawberries ain't right. You know, right now, strawberries at the store, now they're tasteless. I mean, if you compare it to taste a strawberry out of the garden compared to tasting a strawberry out of a store, it's two different worlds. Look the same, smell the same, but they don't taste the same. I guarantee it. They don't.
No,
they
and
don't
some
have
of them are so big, you know that that's not natural.
Right. But the real strawberries don't have a sweet taste to it, a real sweet taste.
Especially if you get them right.
But now this stuff, now even if you add sugar to it, it still does not taste right. I don't care what anybody says. You know, it's bullshit.
Well, how do you ask? Do you do the sugar and let it sit overnight?
Well, a lot
you
got to
put it in
do.
A bowl
yeah.
and cover it. And
right.
you cut them up and you add the sugar and then you let it sit overnight.
Right. But I remember, though, like I said, the difference between, like, what I pull out of the garden, I'm not going to add that much sugar to it at all, if any. I ain't going to need it.
No.
You know,
I'm saying if you're making a cake, see, I do that when I'm making a cake. If I'm going to make a strawberry shortcake, that's what you
do. Right. But, I mean, my great-grandma got me hooked on frozen strawberries, something bad. I don't know why it is. I got to freeze them. Don't ask me why. I don't know. Strawberries and lemons. The woman got me hooked on. I'm like a junkie to them two fruits, you know. Lemons and strawberries. Love them. But, you know, my grandparents always had a garden. They always had it, you know.
Yeah, see, my grandparents did, too. And my parents did. You know, my father did. He was
right.
You know, really a gardener too, still to, you know,
right
up to the day he left this world. He, you know, he was a gardener. He was always. And
well,
my dad was so country, y'all. You wouldn't believe it. We lived in the suburbs, and my dad was country. My dad went back to the country, went back home, and got some manure. Not the manure that you buy from the store, but he got
the real
manure and put it down in the yard. Lord, I tell you, it was embarrassing because it stunk so bad. But
no, it don't.
We had the prettiest, thickest grass you ever wanted to see. And it felt like you were walking on a carpet. It was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, paid that price. Oh, my God, it stunk. But
well,
everyone loved their yard. I'm sure they loved that smell at that time. They were probably talking about us like with.
it don't last that long. That smell don't last that long.
No, but still,
good.
It
Rain
was scary. It was just embarrassing.
Right.
My dad knew better than that.
Well,
I used to tell my mom. I used to tell my mother, why you let Daddy do that? And my mom would just look at me and she would just say, Antoine, your father's just so country. My mom tried to leave that behind, and my dad just clung to it. Like, he wasn't leaving his behind.
Well, I mean, I use manure because, you know, I have livestock. I use it once.
Well, you're way out in the Ozark. You're not around nobody, though.
Right.
Now, y'all are used
to
that up there.
Right.
But we lived in the suburbs. Nobody wasn't used to smelling all that there.
Well, it's like, you know, well, you don't smell. I mean, I'm used to it. I guess you're right. I'm used to it. Don't bother me. But, you know, people ask me, you know, around here, they go, Ron, you know, you grow some of the best-looking fruit around and all that stuff. They want to know my secret is, you know. And I said, well, a good garden.
It's manure.
I said, well, that
it's
is
manure.
The main ingredient. That's the feed. That's the feed to feed it. But like you know, most of the food here I have is about six year run generations of seeds from the past garden last year. And last year garden and this garden here, when it comes that time, I'll take so much of it and turn it, you know, seed it out. You know, I mean tomatoes, cucumbers, you know, watermelons, carrots, radishes, whatever. Whatever I have that seeds, I will make it seed. And of course, okra, you know, a lot of friends of mine like okra, so I grow it for them. I'm not a big okra fan, but it ain't bad, you know. But, you know, lettuce, stuff like that, it can be regenerated unless you buy GMO seeds. If you buy them, they're only good one time, and the fruit tastes like shit. So,
yeah, you have to buy the heirloom seeds, and the heirloom seeds are really expensive. The last time I brought some, they were like $3 a pack. That was about 2 years ago. So I haven't brought any seeds this year because I just haven't been up to it. So I've really been lazy because I haven't even started my vegetable garden yet, and it's really getting late. But I got to go down through. I got to throw that. Look, I at least string beans because I can have them all year long, and I love string beans. I love fresh string beans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I got some still left from last year. I mean, I got tomatoes, too. I still have a lot of things left from last year. But it is
and rotated. I want peas, even though I know it's late because I like spring peas, and spring is almost over, and I just didn't get to it, so I'm kicking myself.
I mean, well, green beans, you can grow them all the time. That's the best thing.
I'm going to grow my green beans.
And, you know, the way my wife cooks them, she'll throw them in a crock pot and let them cook all day long. You know,
I let mine cook all day.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm a southern cook, you know, so they got to have, you know, a ham bone in there, some potatoes.
That's right.
Onions.
That's right.
And a stick of butter and the string beans.
Okay.
And cook them on low and you let it go all day long.
Quit. Why are you punishing me? Don't do this to me.
I know, Lord. I'm going to have to go and cook me a pot of string beans tomorrow, too.
I'm saying I'm going to start throwing something together tonight for the morning when I get up. Man. But yeah, bacon, ham bone, potatoes. Man.
You got a bacon ham bone. What is a bacon ham bone?
I said bacon.
Oh, a ham bone. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that now you're talking
about you need a ham bone. A ham bone just gives it the best flavor. Oh, my goodness.
I got a friend of mine.
And I don't like it with the turkey necks and stuff, but I have done it with beef. Mm-hmm. I've done it with beef where. Yeah, because beef has a good flavor to it. You know, especially if you get, you know, a part that has the fat on it, because you know you need the fat. See, and Ebony doesn't want to hear this because, you know, Ebony, she's training and she runs and everything else. So I know she's probably sitting back shaking her head and saying, what are they doing to their bodies?
Just eating good. Excuse me. But a friend of mine, he made some ham and beans one time, all right? And he calls me, hey, you want to have some ham and beans, man? I said, well, sure, man. He goes, yes, I'm going to cook them here. You know, later on tonight, we have to come over and have a couple beers with me. We'll sit and, you know, hang out. I said, all right. So I went to his house. He's got all his beans. He soaked them overnight, did all that thing, blah, blah, blah. And he's putting all together. He's got this big stock pot on his stove. He's got it going. I said, yeah, you got a ham bone thrown in? He goes, yeah, I got a ham with the bone. I said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
cool.
The way how I do mine.
So he goes to his refrigerator, he gets a whole ham, and drops it in that pot.
Mm-hmm.
Whole damn thing. I said, well, usually just the ham bone would be sufficient for that. He goes, no, I want it all.
Yeah,
and,
it tastes better when you have little pieces of ham in it. He knows
well,
what he's doing,
that's,
Ron.
That's,
leave him alone.
That's a $15 ham, man, and you know, that's more shit we're going to eat. That's no big deal. I'll freeze off microwave or whatever, you know, keep, you know, I'll, you know, force it out and eat it. So anyway, I said, well, cool. So anyway, it got done, and of course we're half drunk, and man, was it good! It was real good. I never thought the whole ham, throw the whole damn ham in the mix, you know. So I went, growing up, there's always a ham bone.
I always put
there's
big
ham
chunks in it.
Well, my mom always just threw the ham bone in there, man. You know, but I mean, it had meat on it, stuff like that. It, you know, it'd come off it, but not that much. Usually, after you whittle it down to the bone, then you throw it in. You know.
See, Ron, you just don't know what you're doing.
I guess not.
You don't know what you're doing.
But
look,
I didn't know that,
and then see that pot of string beans can be really become a whole meal. You know,
right,
where you don't need anything
right
else but just that pot of string beans.
Right, right.
But that doesn't work for my children when they come to visit. You know, they still got to have a full meal. But, oh, my goodness, I can eat a pot of string beans by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can just cook them and just eat off of them all week long.
Well, absolutely. Another thing I like to
make some biscuits.
Hate. The other thing I like to make is chicken and dumplings. I make good ones, man. Mm.
And I haven't made that in years. Now, is this turning into a cooking show?
I guess so. Today, we're going to our guests.
Miss Elvira, are you here? Is Miss Elvira still? Oh, Miss Elvira, how do you make your pot of string beans?
Bacon sometimes. I don't know. It's been so long since I cooked, really.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fortunate. You don't have to.
No, not really. I've been home.
Of course, I don't have to,
years.
But I still do it. Pardon me?
Everywhere I go, after 2 or 3 months, I'm chased out, you know, with this activism. So it's basically because of homelessness for so long.
Mm.
Yeah, so that makes it difficult. That makes it very difficult.
It's hard to establish yourself. Yeah, absolutely. Man.
Yeah, because of being targeted. You know,
so you have to move. That's the thing. You have to move around.
From what I read, they said that moving was the worst thing that you can do. But you're better to just stay where you are.
It is. But then, you know, they send people and everything. You know, it's just certain one of us are targeted that way. And I'm just targeted that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I go, what I do, I wake up and I'm on the run like a criminal. I feel like a hardened criminal. And a criminal get away, you know, do better than what I do. And I've never done anything wrong.
Yeah, and it's really a terrible thing in this country that just protesting and speaking out on things that are wrong, that they try to destroy your whole life.
You know, they are destroying mine. They've destroyed my health, everything. You know, and I was out there with the anti-war movement, the freedom against, ride against racism, count the vote. I mean, so many different groups. And where are they? There's no one to be found.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're going through the same thing also.
It's not good unless you're leading the protest and you know the people. I mean, really, really, really know the people that you're out there with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all
yeah, that's
almost
like the man that called last night with his story. Remember, Ron?
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
say his name correctly. You heard him, Miss Elvira. You know, where
so
he
was. Sad. I haven't been able
yeah.
to get him out of my head all since last night.
Yeah, which was really sad.
Yeah, he's targeted, too. You know, that's what they do to you. They make you want to commit suicide, but that's not in my book.
No. And I don't want it in your book. I don't want it in his book. I don't want it in anyone's book. You know, taking your life is definitely not the answer.
I'm telling you, people need to wake up and smell the tea leaves. This is it's like this is happening. Mostly who this is happening to is our military. Most of the targeted individuals served in the military. And it's a shame what's happening to them, you know.
Well,
I mean,
like
how
I
can
said,
I?
Thank you, Pumpkin. Constantine was
Constantine,
the one,
right,
the gentleman
right.
that was on last night.
Right.
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Right, mm-hmm. right. right.
Yeah.
yeah, that was.
But I'm telling you, everybody need to wake up. Even now, Reverend Pinckney saying the way he, you know, he was talking today. Now they targeting him too.
Yeah.
You know, we have to do something. I mean, what can we do? Guns aren't any good. Guns
no,
are
well,
no
we,
well,
good.
Like I said earlier, my answer was stop spending money. Stop the stop
I,
the
I
chain.
Agree with you. That's
I
it.
Think Pumpkin said that also, stop spending money.
Stop the chain.
If it wasn't Pumpkin, it was Billy. I believe it was Billy. I have to scroll back up and look and see exactly which one.
I agree. That's what we're
Is anyone else on the line? Ms. Elvira, don't get it wrong. I'm glad you called in.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I'm trying to see if we're holding up any, you know, keeping anyone else
in the
conversation.
I want to let everybody know this is Antonite's half night off. She don't have
no,
the
board. Friday is my night. Friday is my night to just sit back
no,
and just
your,
watch Ron run the show.
Night. This is your half night. You already got the board in front of you, too. Oh, God. Like, oh,
no,
God.
I don't have the board. You got the board.
I know
I
that.
Told
you,
you, okay, Pumpkin said she keeps saying that we need to boycott the companies that run our government, but nobody wants to do that. And I agree, Pumpkin, but, you know, you'll find that most of the companies are ran by the government. They have some kind of governmental ties with them. Because if not, they wouldn't be standing.
Right.
You know, if we can find the mom and pops, you know, independent, then that's the best way to go.
That's
Visit
right.
the Amish and get your food and everything from them. It's more expensive, but, you know, go that route. That's the thing I think. She says she's thinking the companies that run the government, not the other way around. Okay, like Monsanto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would include DuPonts and
Whirlpool.
Yeah, Whirlpool is, well, they're going to China, or did they already? I know a couple of years ago they were going to China.
Yeah, they are. China's stealing our water. You know that, right?
And no, China's not stealing it. It was
no, they're not stealing it. They bought it.
Yeah.
And they've taken it back to China. And
it was given to the UN. All of the water is under the UN.
No, Jesse Ventura had a thing on TV the other day about that. And, you know, how China and then the Bushes, the Bushes went over to Uruguay. However you say
went
that.
Where?
Uruguay. Something like that.
Where's that yeah. at?
That's another country.
Oh, okay.
I know a girl, she was a lady that worked for the Sun Sentinel. She went back there, and she told me in 2002 that's what America was going to do, was come after their water. And now I'm hearing that the Bushes have bought the water there, own the water rights in that country. And then, you know, so that's what we have to look at. They say they would not drink bottled water. So you better off drinking the water from your faucet.
And, you know, I've been drinking bottled water for over 20 years. You know, before that even became the fad, I brought bottled water because I was used to spring water. And when I moved, you know, of course, didn't have it, so. Pumpkin said we sold out the rights to the water.
Yes.
China pumps out one of the pipes water out of the Great Lakes. Then the water is bottled and shipped to China. We sold out the rights to that water.
I think
it was Michigan, but she wasn't sure.
Michigan, Nestle owns the water in Michigan. T-Bone, what's his name? T-Bone something out of Texas. He bought all the water. He owns all the water.
T-Bone Pickens.
T-Bone Pickens. That's right. He owned all the water in Texas. California, they say California has been drained just about. New Mexico and all the different places like that.
But water is
now the new oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the water they're getting from over there, how safe is it on the West Coast because you have Fukushima?
Well, you have to check out Jesse Ventura. True TV, he was on, Monday or Friday. Check it out. And he was also talking about the Pentagon, that there was no plane hit the Pentagon. You know, that type of stuff. I like him. I like Alex Jones. And I like...
Alex Jones.
And I like Pete Santelli.
I sit up for the whole 3 hours every night. That's the reason why I'm up until dawn.
I hear you. Me too. Oh, yeah. Coast to coast.
No, I don't listen to Coast to Coast.
I like it, but I don't listen to it either. It's so hard for me to get it.
Yeah, well, they talk about the aliens and things like that, and you know, I just don't understand that, so I leave it alone.
I hear you. But a lot of people believe in that.
Yeah. I just call them demons. I don't know. Of course, we got demons that are walking around in human form. Pardon me?
Anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
that's what I said. We got demons that are walking around in human form.
I ain't lying. Shake.
Yeah.
I'm a shift changer, or what do they call it?
I change. You know you're not. You don't even know what it's called. So how in the world are you going to be something you don't even know what it is?
You see me at work. That's what I'm saying. I don't care. But you should see me change my shape at work sometimes. You know, 1 minute I'm a real nice, happy, smiley guy and all that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, my face gets red and I start sweating. And I'm out of breath. I'm screaming. You know, stuff like that.
Well, you better be careful. You don't end up having a heart attack doing that.
Pepper
Dye said,
I'm just kidding.
The White House, I'm assuming she's talking about demons walking around in human form.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that. I'm sure that's like a big nest of them.
Yeah.
It's the mother nest.
Yeah, and the White House is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of got a gothic look to it, don't really look at it. You know.
Pardon me?
It kind of has a gothic look at it.
Yeah, I remember going there when I was younger.
Oh, sorry. You ever see Shooters, that movie, but with Danny Glover?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you got to see that movie.
What's that?
Danny Glover.
I don't
know
why
you've seen that
many movies.
What is it, Atlanta Down or something like that? They take over the White House? Yeah,
no,
Atlanta's
they were
down.
Going into other countries. That's what they were doing in other countries. It was a good. It's a good movie. It's called Shooters. Danny Glover and others. I can't remember the others' names and stuff. But it is a really a movie to see. It shows what goes on in the White House, the dealings between this country and other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I can believe that.
And I can't remember, I can't get his name.
They have a public face and a private face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good movie, I tell you.
Yes.
Think of his name.
I've never seen it. I'll have to check that one day.
In the heat of the night, you know the sheriff in the heat of the night? What's his name, the sheriff?
I don't know.
Carol O'Connor?
Yeah,
Carol O'Connor.
He's in that movie, too. Danny Tuff, I mean, not Danny Thomas.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover in that
Carol O'Connor. Carol O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah, in that movie. He's in that movie with Danny Glover.
Okay.
Mm. Shooters. I never seen that. I have to.
Gotta see it, girl.
Gotta remember that.
Well, I'm telling everybody that documentary, Death by China, is something you really need to see. That tells you the gospel. You know, that is it.
On YouTube, if you go to watch it on YouTube, they want $3.99.
Yeah.
You have to rent it.
Yeah. I can't even play it on the show at this moment. I can play a trailer of it, but I can't play the whole thing.
Yeah, well, even the trailer is enough to make you think. Because I did listen to the trailer on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, Ron, if anyone has Netflix, it is on Netflix, Death by China. Now, did that affect the UK also, Ron?
What's that? The Death by China thing?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's worldwide. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I was asking because Ebony's here. You know, Ebony's in the UK,
right.
So.
Oh, yeah, UK, everything there, I'm sure, a lot of the stuff, it gets all made in China. That's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's been that way for a long time, you know. But people, they still buy. I mean, you watch this film, it'll blow your mind. You know, I mean, it's iconic.
Yeah, so should I wait until the morning to watch it, or is it all right for me to watch it at night and go to sleep on?
Well, I don't know if you go to sleep on it. It got me fired up all day. Whenever I talked to you on the phone, I mean, I got a list of stuff 10 miles long after watching it.
Okay. Then
yeah,
I'm not going to watch it tonight.
But there again, if your mind starts to think tonight, Antoinette, where you're getting an insomnia kicking in, you're going to want to watch it. You're going to want to watch it. I'm telling you. It's And the thing about it to me is I've been telling people this for a long time. You know, a long time. That's like, I'll be damned. It's only five, threw a flick up, Bart. That's great.
Well, I got to watch Alex Jones because now is after 12 and this the 15th. Okay, Ebony said it's the same thing there in the UK where he is.
Right.
But tomorrow's the 15th, and you notice that everything with that football player is starting to resurface again. So I said, okay, well, something must be going to happen because, you know, they're putting your mind back on sports and, you know, the racist stuff and everything, so... Let me, ignore that.
The 16th is just a couple days away. The 16th is only a couple days away. Seats are still available for this event, folks. Seats are still available. I think you still get tickets,
too. Well, there's no seats. It's a standing room, isn't it?
Tomorrow's the 16th.
For the American Springs, that's the 16th. The 15th. Is the internet decision. That's tomorrow. Well, today, tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, today's the 15th. Well, it's the 15th here. On the East Coast, it's the 15th.
Right.
It's not the 15th for the rest of the world. Rest of the country yet.
So should we do the farewell speech tonight? You know...
Well, I'm going to watch Alex Jones first and see what he has to say.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, to all our faithful listeners and friends here on the Ron Rex Show and BTR Live, it's been fun. I'm going to miss all of you.
Well, if they vote on it tomorrow, that doesn't mean it goes into. Won't you have a date then, or anything that it'll be official? Aren't they trying to push a private government internet?
Well, why not? Why not?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm asking you, is that the question? I mean,
take full control of the people.
Is that what they're doing? Pardon me?
Cashless society, control their internet like the Chinese does. There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect world.
Yeah.
So.
But that's tomorrow, so.
Yeah. So, if we're not on the air tomorrow night, let's say, hey, whatever. I'm starting to fall into it, too. I'm starting to give up. Whatever.
Well, you can't give up yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm not giving up on a show.
I'm not even talking about
the
show. I'm talking about just in general. You can't give up.
They're poisoning me. They're poisoning you and everybody else.
Let me talk to Mrs. Rex so she can give you a kick in the hind.
God. I think I should just grab my fishing pole, head to the lake, and stay there forever. Anyway, sounds good, don't it? But no, I can't do it. I have a conscience, and it sucks, but I have it. And I have to, this is what I do. I just can't. You know, I'm just trying to help people see what I see. And I want to see what they see. That's the whole point of this show. You know, I want to see what you got. You know, I want to see what you know. Because, I mean, mass media sure the hell ain't going to tell me nothing that I want to hear or any truth to anything they are saying. So, it's
well, they're
going to
give you propaganda.
Yeah.
Ron?
So, yeah.
We have 15 minutes left. What is it that you would like to do, dear?
I don't know. What should we do? You want to go the next hour? Or do you want
We're going to have someone call in with us. Miss Elvira's not doing too much talking. She's being quiet tonight.
Well, she's all right. She can do that. Absolutely. I do have a caller on the board. Let's bring this caller on in.
Let me make this announcement first.
All right.
Folks, we're going to go into overtime. The call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. So please call in to be a part of the conversation with us or if you would just like to listen. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Hello, this is the Ron Breck Show. How may we help you? Hello?
Hello, it's Elvira.
Yeah, I got you, Elvira. Somebody else called in. I guess they don't want to talk right now, but they will.
Well, did they have their hand up?
No. I don't have to wait for them to put their hand up.
Yes, you do. That tells you when someone wants to speak. They'll press one, and that means their hand goes up. And they want to talk. If they don't press one, that means they're just listening.
Well, it's just because they don't want to talk to me doesn't mean I don't want to talk to them.
Well, they're not giving you that option. That's
okay,
not a part of
the
option.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me for interrupting you listening to my show. Thank you. I'm sorry about that caller or person or alien, whatever you are.
Don't insult the caller. We're happy to have people that just want to call and listen.
I'm not insulting at all. I'm just simply stating that I am apologizing for whoever. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they are. They could be anybody, you know? I mean, it could be an elephant. It could be a tiger. It could be a tree. It could be a tire. I don't know. Anybody
now, see, they should press
it.
One and just, I mean, not that I condone this, but they should press one just to cuss you out.
Yeah.
Calling them an elephant and a tree and everything else.
I'm sure a few MFs have been said about me and a few other bad things like that about me. But that's okay. I understand. I get it.
Yes, but just wait until their hand goes up. Now,
okay,
press one, folks. If you don't press one, then hopefully I can keep Ron from messing with you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, now he got to do the Jeopardy. Okay.
Yeah, the kettle drums in, boom, boom, you know, that's the best part. The whole damn song.
Yeah. I happen to enjoy Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, what can I say? All right, let's see. Oh, we got Chef Rob in there. All right. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, right on. I didn't see him walk in the door. I need to put a bell on the door. People walk in, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I didn't know you was here, man. Sorry I didn't see you. But, yeah, just
now
deal with these
bells and everything else. Lord,
well, sure. Got to make it entertaining, too. Can't just be deadbeat radio people, you know. Okay, this, that, and that. But, no,
yeah,
anyway,
see,
sorry.
Chef Rob should have been here when you were talking about cooking.
Mm-hmm, right, right. Yeah, our little cooking segment we're doing now, you know. How do we eat McDonald's food and survive it? It's on our Survivor Series.
You don't eat it.
You just don't eat it, right. How to survive the aftermath of McDonald's, if you have ingested it. Yeah, that's always a good one.
Yeah, I had it years ago. As a little girl, I had it a lot. As a little girl, I
McDonald's?
Had it a lot. Yeah.
That was the marketing ploy, Ronald McDonald, the clown.
No,
the
marketing ploy was my mother would tell you that she did not like to cook. She didn't know how to cook, and she wasn't interested in learning how to cook. But now my
mm-hmm.
mom could make the best roast. She could make spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And she could make steak. But...
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like to cook, and so my mother would buy McDonald's or TV dinners. My grandmother would make sure that we would eat before we left to go home so we would have real food.
Mm. Poisoning them babies. Mm. You know, TV dinners. Now that
yeah,
you brought up
but
TV
look,
dinners.
Back in the day, the TV dinners were good. Look, they had Libbyland and stuff like that.
right.
I was so used to it that I only liked the SpaghettiOs, you know, in the can.
Right.
It had to be Chef Boyardee
right.
or whatever. And I wouldn't eat the real spaghetti because I was used to that. So, nope.
Right,
I mean, I was really hard to please as a child eating.
Into that sugar.
Because I was
you
so
bet.
Picky.
Mm-hmm.
I was picky. I was very, very picky.
Well, you know,
there's a lot
TV
of food.
Dinners. Okay. I definitely won't eat them ever again. I have. I'm not saying I haven't. I have ate them before, you know. But, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, they came in the aluminum foil tray with the foil wrapped on top. You threw them in the oven.
Yeah, they came
now
in aluminum
plastic,
foil.
You throw in the microwave. And they're a lot
mm-hmm.
smaller nowadays, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
anyway, yeah,
the
Disneyland,
I could never eat them in one sitting. And turn
right, but anyway,
sense.
I was sitting here, I had TV dinner one day, and this was a few years back, and it was roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas, or something like that. Anyway, my dog was standing there, and so I gave him the tray, what was left of the gravy, figured the dog would, you know, lick the gravy part, whatever, you know, eat that. He looked at it and walked away. And when I seen that, I'm looking at him, I said, I'll be damned. There is something really wrong with this shit. If a dog won't touch beef, come on. You know, ain't touched one since, ever.
Yeah.
If a dog won't eat it, there's a problem. You know, we have Houston, we have a problem really bad. That's what I thought. I was in shock sitting there. My desk, what? No way. No way possible. But, yeah, that was into that shit real quick. That's the cheap food. That's cheap-run food is what it is.
Well, also, it's old food. The old animals, and they
mm-hmm.
use that for the meat. And
right.
then, you know, the potatoes
right.
and all that stuff is instant.
Right.
But no,
right.
I don't eat that now. What I did
right.
when my children were small,
mm-hmm.
on the weekends I would cook my meats, you know, big meats. And
right.
so that on the weekdays, the only thing I had to do was just, you know, cook vegetables and stuff like that. And
right.
then I started making my own TV dinners, when I did cook, I would, you know, cook extra meat or something like that. And then
right.
in the freezer, I would put them and, you know, put what everything was in there. And that
right.
way, the nights when I didn't want to cook, they could go down there and get
right.
a TV dinner. But it was still a homemade TV dinner because it was still
right.
my cooking. But
I
you know how you would always just have
that.
A little bit of extra of vegetables that wasn't mm-hmm. enough to put in the refrigerator or something like that?
Right.
It was just the perfect
right.
size to do
that. I used
that
to do that when I was in school. I had these heat plates. There's a plate you could put in the oven, you know, you take heat.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway,
yeah.
I used those. I used to make, like, the roast meat, potatoes, green beans, or whatever, something like that. And
mm-hmm.
I'd always make extra of it, you know what I mean? So I was by myself, but I would just take in whatever's left of it and, you know, throw it in the freezer, and there it was, man. It's thrown in the oven for about an hour. After that, about an hour, there you go, bam, supper's done. You know, it was great.
Yeah, I know.
It.
My grandmothers, they used to make applesauce, and I never paid attention. And I've been bugging Chef Rob for years for some recipes for vegetables and stuff, and I still haven't gotten them. So I'm just letting him know on the air. Rob, I still haven't gotten my recipes, and I believe it's been about 8 years now.
Getting called out. But, hey, everybody, you need to call in. You only got a few more minutes, so I'll
yeah.
let you know that one.
Let me put the number back in again.
All right. Yes.
But I still love you, Rob.
1-8-508-9813.
Yes,
yeah.
Area code 718.
And I haven't
yeah,
smoked for 4 months. You know, I'm at my 4 month mark now. I ain't smoked a cigarette one.
Yeah,
months.
Now you said the Viper cigarettes. Now, did you think that? What are they using for that flavoring? Is that aspartame?
No.
Well, I mean, what is the flavoring?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you
who has to research everything, that's something that
you
need to research.
I know what it is, but I can't remember.
You need to research that. Prepper Dye put a link in the chat room. Pardon me?
But it's got this new way of smoking has got me so high.
Oh, supersize me. I'm Ryan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Isn't McDonald's just on the equivalent of your White Castle?
No. No, why must you speak bad of the castle?
Well, I mean, it's still all fast food.
Well, yeah, I know what it is. I mean, it ain't super nutritious, are you? But the thing of it is, it's less than what McDonald's has. Their hamburgers has, you know, a couple elements of surprise. You know what I mean? McDonald's has a lot of them. You know, White Castle is a very small burger. It's not that big at all. You take one White Castle, it takes you three White Castles to make one regular McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah, but
you
talk about when you go there, you get like 50 of them.
No, I don't.
You get cases of them so you can bring it home, put it in the freezer.
I get it kind of, sort of. But I think
yeah.
it's more of, I buy them in crates, 500 at a time.
Oh, see, that's even worse. You should have just accepted the 50. Now you want to admit that you're doing 500.
Because the same thing, their principle again.
Oh,
freezing.
Lord, no pumpkin.
But check this out. If you buy White Castle hamburgers at the store in the freezer case, they
mm-hmm.
don't taste the same. You buy them from an actual restaurant, you don't have them cook them. And they hate it when I do it because I have to call them and pre-do this. It takes me quite a while. But anyway, that's what I order them. And the only thing they come with is pickles and onions. That's it. I order all 500 of those with extra pickle and extra onions, all of them. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So I make them work for the money. But
you know,
freezer.
You take the onion and you clean your grill with it.
Off a White Castle hamburger?
No.
I
don't know anything about. I don't eat White Castle hamburgers. I don't eat McDonald's hamburgers.
Well.
And they finally stopped giving it to my grandchildren.
I
finally fussed
tonight,
enough
fact,
that I shamed them. Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. I had hamburgers tonight, matter of fact, for supper. That was my supper.
Oh, I had
hamburgers.
Barbecue chicken.
Oh, that sounds good too.
Proper diet. I sent the link to myself, so I'm going to watch it. Proper Diet put in a link for a supersize that you get from McDonald's. Do they have a supersize for White Castle? Yeah, maybe you better watch it too. And Pumpkin said, Chef, wait a minute. Pumpkin said McDonald's fries, if you knew how they were made. And Chef Fry says that McDonald's used to fry their potatoes in the beef fat. They no longer can do that. And Pumpkin said it's hard to get good food when you travel these days. So many fast food places, but hardly any home-style family places.
I thought it was so
That's
far
true,
off.
And I like the, if I have to eat food out, I still want it to taste like I was in the kitchen or my grandmother was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody need to call in. You got like 3-4 minutes left. 3 minutes, 22 seconds to be exact. But,
I put the number in, 718-508-9813. And again, that number is 718-508-9813. And here is the number in the chat room for y'all.
I'm just trying to give them a final warning.
Chef Rob said the fries still contain chemicals for the texture.
Right.
See, I don't eat at McDonald's. I used to love it in March when they had the Shamrock Shakes, but I don't even go for that anymore. I love their coffee. Pardon me?
You know who the big competitor is against McDonald's now? You know who that is, don't you? It's Subway. Subway.
Oh.
Yep, Subway.
Yeah, but that's
a
bunch of pasteurized meat. It's so pasteurized. No, see, I
understand.
Don't like that.
I understand it, but believe me, people are on a health kick. You see what I mean? They're on a health kick thing.
Well, what's so healthy about pasteurized meat? Nothing.
Well, I understand it, but you get a lot of vegetables. You get a full dose of GMO.
And that's what
I'm
getting ready to say.
Yeah. But next time, I like Subway. I occasionally hit there, not all the time, but occasionally. If I'm in town and got something needed, that'd be the only place I would go, you know. The next time I go in there, I'm going to ask him, before you prepare that sandwich, can I ask you a question? And he'd probably say, sure. I said, okay. Is that God? Move over. I need to know. I need to know if it's God. Move over, fortify. If it's got that, I definitely want it. If it's GMO, I want it. Catch it? You get it?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
The guy at Subway. Remember
good
the
night,
vegetables
Shepherd
they put on
guy.
The...
Thank you for coming. Have a good
evening.
Yeah,
have a good one. Forget it. I give up. The
you
vegetables.
Give up on what? What's wrong? You also, Pumpkin, have a good evening, and thank you for coming.
And Merry Christmas. Anyway,
talking
about the
you know, Pumpkin
vegetables
does not
on the
celebrate
sandwich.
Christmas. Vegetables
I'm
off
sorry.
The sandwich. Okay.
It was a joke. I'm going down in flames. Help me, Lord. No.
Uh-huh. Pumpkin's going to kick
I'm
your butt.
About, now I'm not going to go to Subway no more because it's got GMO-based vegetables on the sandwich, too. And rotten dead animal mixed up in a bucket and formed in the shape of something.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
Well, it is. That's what how they
Pumpkin
do it.
Pumpkin left you a message. Look in the chat room. Pumpkin left you a message.
You're right. Sorry. I didn't mean to be mean about it. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Oh, man. But, yeah, they take that old chopped up, dead, rotten food, throw it in a bucket, mix it up, and put some gelatin of some kind to make it form a shape, and there you go. That's
for
how they
what?
Do it.
To make what?
For lunch meat.
telling me.
That's nasty.
What do you mean it's nasty?
It is what it is.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So I don't do it. I don't use it. That's how they make it. You know? I guarantee you, a lot of people knew how they made hot dogs. They wouldn't eat them either. So, you know,
well, don't tell me.
It's ugly.
My mother told me how they made scrapple when I was younger, and I never ate a cent.
Well, see. There you go.
You do know what scrapple
is, the worst.
Right?
No,
you know
I don't.
What scrapple is? No? Okay.
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you. Pardon me?
I was asking, what is it?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I used to really love it.
Okay.
It's pork, but I used to love scrapple when I was young.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
And my mom told me what scrapple was made out of. And that took care of that.
Yeah.
And I haven't eaten it since. That's been over 40 years.
Yeah.
Lord, I got to stop calling out these years. I'm saying 4 days or something. And I'm saying decades.
Wow. Dark chat room just empty out or it die?
It closes out when it goes into overtime.
Why are they doing that? I mean, it stays on
sometimes.
That's
BTR.
What
they're
the
doing
hell?
It to everyone.
What the hell?
They're doing it to everyone.
Okay, since we're in overtime, let me open up all the phone lines. Give me all the hand thing up. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Did someone just say someone, could you please turn your speaker off? Because we can hear an echo from your mind.
Echo from your mind.
Yeah.
All the phone lines are open. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ron
Hello,
Hitch
everyone.
Show.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Elvira.
Miss Elvira is definitely still there with us.
Hello, Cuz.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. How are you?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, man.
Yeah, how you doing?
Keith, you want to tell me what? Kima, you want to tell me what scrapple is?
Well, No, it's something that you mentioned that because I just bought a pound of scrapple today.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I swear, I just bought some this evening. I hadn't even opened it yet, but it's ground up. Well, I don't even know because I think I'm having a scrapple sandwich tomorrow, so I don't want to mess it up.
Because Mommy told me what that was when I was younger, and I've never eaten it since.
Well, ground up. Tongue, meat, and everything else that you can
buy. The eyes, I remember the eyes.
Yeah, the snout and everything else.
I
like scrapple.
It's got pig scrotum, too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I just called in. I thought the topic was something else. I didn't know we were going to talk about ground-up snout and everything else, but I think I'll go to bed now. this is Cuz calling in, but I was just listening. You know, I didn't have anything in particular to say, but I do want to chime on one thing. I think everybody has followed this Mr. Stein's apology where he just stuck his foot in his mouth again. With the kind of money this man has, I think he needs to hire himself a good or a new PR firm because he's sticking one foot in his mouth after the other. Mr. Stein happens to be the owner of the L.A. Clippers, if anybody...
No, he's not. That's Mr. Sterling.
Sterling, I'm sorry. Mr. Sterling, yes. Does anybody agree with what he was saying, or does anybody care?
He made one good valid point.
Okay. And what was that?
That Jews reach back and help their own, where most African-Americans
don't. You know, I agree with
don't.
That. I agree with that.
How could you not agree with how, well, all right. A lot of people
agree
with
that. I agree with that. I said I agree
with that.
Yeah. What was that?
All right, sorry about that. That was me.
Oh.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Close to here.
Yeah, my phone, I had a problem with my phone. I lost connection for some reason. You know.
Well, you lost Antoinette.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear.
Yeah, he should stop giving interviews. He's not helping his cause.
Yeah, he's not helping at all. And then he talks about, you know, his wife. And I was looking at it today, this evening, after I was on my laundry. I was looking at it. The man has some serious problems, but is he a racist? I don't know.
Of course he's a racist. Just he's a racist, and he's a dangerous type of racist.
Well,
because he truly has power.
And that's the most dangerous part about it.
He owns
and
more.
You know,
he owns
for,
more
for some
apartments.
Reason or the other. For some reason or the other, he has it in for Magic Johnson. That's for sure. But what I think is, I think he has it in for Magic because Magic. Magic has money. Magic has power. Magic has plenty of money. But and I think Magic really wants to, him and his crew, wants to really buy that team. And, but I think Mr. Sterling really did go off the deep edge when he started speaking about AIDS and HIV, you know, AIDS, and I think that was below the belt. That was.
I'm still here.
I mean.
All right, there we go. Now we got it. Now there we go.
Okay,
sorry,
we got you back, cuz. We got you back.
Yep, you got me back.
Okay. Did you hear us?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm, my phone died.
Yeah, I missed you too, so I was trying to call her. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. Because I'm already going to bed anyway. I got to get up at 5 o'clock, but. I was listening to you guys the whole. I just didn't have, you know. I just wanted to chime in for a hot minute before I called at night. But yeah, we were talking about Mr. Sterling, the guy that owned the LA Clipper, the basketball team, and I was asking, was he a racist or what did he think? And we were chiming in on that. But.
He owns more rental units than anybody else in Los Angeles County.
Wow. Mm.
And he's systematically denied apartments and tried to get people to move because of their race.
Are you kidding me? See,
He's on record. Someone testified in federal court. One of his managers said that he says that black people smell. And Hispanic people smoke and drink and stay around the house too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a race. That's and when you he's denying people access, which is against the law.
Oh yeah, that's against the discrimination, the EEOC. Definitely.
Usually they have. They have people that come out and check things like that. They'll send agents out to
undercover.
See if they'll rent to a certain group of people. And if they don't, then they'll bring charges against them for discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Because that
is
an
EEOC
matter.
I mean, these people don't know who they are that they sent out?
Mm-mm.
No, they're called checkers.
Because they apply as, you know, tenants as if they were going
different.
To...
Uh-huh.
you know, apply for a job or, you know, apply for housing and everything else. So they send them from all different age groups, you know, different lifestyles and
said
everything
he wouldn't rent
else.
To any black person in Beverly Hills.
That's what he said?
That's what the findings of the court found. That was his policy. If you were black, you just weren't going to get into Beverly Hills.
Well, sure, this guy was dangerous. See, now he's begging for forgiveness and sympathy, but, you know, he's just grandstanding. This guy just needs to...
I don't even know why he's giving these interviews.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's really ironic that this guy is giving interviews, especially without the consult of his attorney.
Apparently he talked to his attorney before this interview, but the attorney didn't sit in during the interview.
Well, that was crazy, especially with the kind of money this man has, and with the kind of money this man may have after the fact. Because if he sells that team, I mean, that team is worth a lot of money. I think he stands to make over $500 million. But I don't think he really wants to sell, but he might be forced into it.
I think he is forced into it, isn't he? I believe he is forced into
selling. We'll see.
We'll see.
Hmm. I don't know. It's bullshit. But people with money can buy with things like that usually. More than he should. We see it all the time. Wow. That's crazy. And he apologizes for, you know, being an idiot. I think there's more to that guy than we see. That's what, you know, it's like when we're saying evil, there's more to him than we're seeing. Damn. He has his own personal type of agenda type deal, you know.
Well, I think the real problem is the statements that he made regarding Israel and how black people are treated over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're treated lower than dogs and things like that. Now, that is, you know, okay, if Israel is treating people like this, which, you know, I had heard where they have, you know, treated different Africans and things like that, you know, very badly, very poorly, then that is a concern, especially when, you know, they're taking tax money to fund Israel.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to treat a group of people like this because of the color of their skin, then that's a problem, especially when, you know, most Israelites were of a darker color. They were not, you know, so-called white. You know, they did have some color to their skin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True.
So that would be where, you know, my concern is. But, you know, as I said earlier, I just, you know, they're coming out with that voting and everything that's supposed to take place tomorrow. And, you know, I just see it as a, you know, diversion. Pay attention while this is going to be happening tomorrow. We're going to be on the Internet. You know, if you're going to kill it, what's going to happen? Is it going to be privatized? What's going on?
Well, I guess we just have to wait and see. But it's oh, boy.
Then the American Springs march on Friday, you know, so it's things that are going on in D.C. So is that the reason why Stalin needs to be brought back up? So that automatically, you know, we have to go to the racial diversions.
Mm-hmm. It's worked in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's bullshit, but that's what they use it, you know. Sad but true. It needs to be stopped.
What's the American Spring?
You don't know about the American Spring? The smart you are, Beasley? You don't know about this, man? They're marching in D.C. Up there to take over the government on Friday. Mm-hmm.
I've listened to a few CPR shows. They only seem to be talking about homosexuality. There's people that are calling these shows that have an agenda. They're pushing their agenda against the larger gay agenda, their anti-gay agenda.
I mean, wow.
I'm so tired of talking about homosexuality, and it puts you in the position of kind of...
you just brought it up, dear.
Yes, you brought it up.
Well, this is why I don't know. It's so American Spring is not getting covered. Oh, I'm not going to talk about it.
Right. Okay, I get your point.
But it's really Martians.
Not Martians.
That's what Ron said.
Marching.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marching.
Do you remember the Arab Spring in Israel? The Arab Spring. Remember that? Take over the government. Right. That's what they're trying to do.
They're going to take over. They're going to overthrow. They're going to sit and overthrow the government.
Well, try.
That's the plan. Yeah, I guess.
I think they're trying to get a movement like that has started it over in Egypt. You know, where it just continued to build and build and build. Where over in Egypt, they took down their government not once but twice.
Right.
Sure did. We talked about that today. That was a revolution.
Pardon me?
That was a revolution. And someone tried to tell me that it wasn't.
You know, in my opinion, they're throwing all this stuff out there, you know, especially race and, you know, and just like I said with the sports, because, you know, entertainment is what a lot of people focus on.
Right.
And once you throw something up on race, then, you know, that gets people riled up no matter which side you're on.
Right.
You know, if you're the attacker, then the attackee, defensive, and the other one becomes, you know, offensive. You know, so it's just, you know, it's almost like a sure thing. So we can do anything else while you're concentrating on this and you're concentrating on the sports.
Subliminal triggering. I call that subliminal triggering.
Yes.
That's what they do. Keeps your concentration completely diverted somewhere else.
So race shouldn't be discussed on a national level? It should be ignored when people...
I'm not saying that, Mr. Beasley. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the timing. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Beasley? The timing. You know, they're doing this at a time when, you know, they're taking away more rights. You know, or this is what they're going to try to do is take away more rights. But you're not paying attention to the rights that they're going to take away because everyone is focused on they're throwing race at you now, so you got to get into that mode. You see?
Well, it comes back to the magical trick. You can see what's happening in one hand, but you can't see what's happening in the other. You see what I mean? Get it? Yeah, absolutely. You can't see what the other one's doing.
Yeah, but not that race, you know, can't be discussed and shouldn't be discussed. But it's who is the one that's going to be the initiator?
Doesn't
you know, if mainstream media is initiating it and they're throwing it out there at you, why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, question. Maybe it's that agenda you're talking about. What's going on
Elvira?
Talking about, you wanted to see what they do, you know.
Internet.
Internet.
I don't know about the internet. It was one of them you were talking about. They get supposed to be voting on
the internet or Agenda 21, the UN Agenda 21.
Both.
Yeah.
You know, it's either somebody got killed or stolen something. You know, look over here. Don't look over here. You know, that was what 9/11 was about.
Right.
But you notice before everything, you know, when those things started. Remember over in Egypt, remember at one point, they shut down their internet.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they did it in Venezuela.
You know, they're,
now, you know if they did it in Venezuela, sooner or later it's going to hit home. You understand?
Yes.
And then
no,
I was
so,
just wondering,
but
did you know that
people
Magic
from
Johnson,
organizing and from discussing what's going
right.
on? Because
exactly.
remember with the internet on, you know, these type of shows on Facebook and other social networks,
yes.
people from all over the world are talking now and they're telling you what's really going on in their country that you don't see in mainstream media. You know, we don't
right.
really know what's going on here, but someone in another country, they're seeing things in their newspapers
that we don't.
Telling them
yeah.
what's really
that's
happening
right.
here.
True.
That's true.
That's why they say watch RT News. You know, RT News.
Or
yeah,
NBC or something like that.
Pardon?
No, you don't want NBC as mainstream media.
Yeah.
That's why I listen to
and mainstream
Keith
media,
Castelli.
To me, which is, I used to always say, is nothing but the fourth level of government.
Yeah.
You know, because they
ask
tell
them.
You. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
But, you know, they can only tell you but so much of what's going on. We don't have any real news anchors anymore, you know, unless you
True.
Go to the alternative news
mm-hmm.
that are really going to research and, you know, print what they don't want printed.
True.
But if you go to mainstream media, you know, you have big corporations that are behind them. And,
yep.
you know, they're all owned, what, six of them are owned by the same person, I believe. Is that correct, Ron?
I think so.
No, I mean, so it's just, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get the truth on mainstream media.
Right.
You're going to get, you know,
what they want you to
You
do.
Remember the movie Good Morning, Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Good Morning, Vietnam, yeah.
And remember when things would come up across mm-hmm. the newsreel and Robin Williams would pull it out and was, you know, going to read it on the air and they would tell him that's not classified?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to ask
you know,
a question
they,
before
they
I
can't
forget.
Tell
it.
The truth. They put out propaganda. They put out what they're allowed to put out. Mm-hmm. But we don't have any, you know, that's why you have to go to the alternative media.
That's right. That's what I do. Now, I wanted to ask you a question before I forget what I was going to ask you about mm-hmm. Magic Johnson. Now, I'm just curious. It's only curiosity that I'm asking this question.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Magic Johnson is a Republican?
No.
I think I recall that. So what
yeah,
does that
is.
Mean?
I used to work in Beverly Hills, and that's how I know he's a Republican. Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
Why wouldn't he be
Republican?
His interests are better served by what Republicans talk about, lower taxes.
Right, yeah. right.
Neither one of
I mean, I have no
either.
Problem with that.
I'm a Republican as well.
Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're both the same. You know, they're both the same.
Yeah, me too. So
the only thing is that they just changed the color of the tie and just come in a different way.
Really? Mm. That's what
no
we were
puppets on a string. You know, it's just a different puppet, a different face that they put in.
Right.
What's the difference between Bush and Obama other than the color of the skin?
And even that's not.
Did the agenda change?
No. But
no, it's the playbook. Like I said, the playbook has been handed down.
Right.
You know, to the next guy.
Yeah. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, you know,
we're controlled by corporations. We control by government. We're
right.
controlled by corporations.
They're controlled by the banks.
Right. It all comes
in
back to the banks. Right.
They're controlled by the banks.
Right.
You know, just like if y'all get a chance, go on YouTube and look at All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. And when you watch that will explain so much to you.
Mm-hmm.
So please write that down and check that out. All Wars Are Bankers' Wars.
It's very hard,
okay,
Aaron. It's very hard to get people to understand
all wars
the influence that the
yeah,
banks have.
Yeah, all wars
that,
are bankers'
that they,
wars.
That the bankers have set up all the institutions. investment. They set up investment banking. They set up education. All the institutions are set up by the bankers, including the including the media.
That is
and
correct.
And the government.
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you expect to get the real truth from them when they're just going to give you what they want you to know?
That's right. You know, about the Republicans.
No, and if it's not in their best interest, are they going to tell the people the truth?
You see all the bankers that are committing suicide by jumping out of their apartments?
Do and think what they want you to do and think. They don't want you to have a free mind and be a free thinker because then you're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Antoinette, I got this clip up. I'm going to play this trailer real quick just for shits and grins.
Okay, is that...
Yeah, Death from by China.
Death by China, yes.
Yeah, Death. I'm playing
this
real quick.
That was really something. It's only like 2 minutes, y'all.
Yeah, it ain't that long, so hang tight. Check this out.
I was laid off 3 times within 6 months. I was permanently laid off.
I graduated with my bachelor's, and I haven't been able to find anything. Jobs disappeared, and the way the economy's going right now, it's tough to find jobs.
When the workers in China are being abused, then workers in America have a tougher time competing against them.
5.5 million manufacturing jobs are gone. 57,000 manufacturing facilities closed in this nation. Some of the workers at the companies, literally their last act at the factory was to unbolt the machine and load it up to be shipped off to China.
There's no question that a large part of China's competitive advantage has come from environmental neglect.
16 of the world's 20th dirtiest cities are located in the People's Republic.
That leads to carbon emissions and particulate matter falling all along the coast of the United States.
If you put it in your mouth or the hands of a child, don't buy it from China.
They're not only moving out of currency, they're poisoning our children and toys that we give.
China until today is a totalitarian regime. It's a dynasty. No republic. Not people's country.
China's military power is strengthening very, very rapidly. It's developing a modern, well-equipped, technologically capable military.
China is the only major nation in the world that is preparing to kill Americans.
We're in the city area of China and getting worse and worse because they're going to own us pretty soon.
We talk about who's to blame. I think partially our own government.
Our government should be doing something.
They could have stepped in, I think, a long time ago.
Please share us. I think that at every level, people could boycott and there would be a shot heard around the world.
Yeah, that, remember I said about everybody not spending money? She said the same thing. If everybody boycott, that'd be the shot heard around the world. You know, that.
Yeah, and also, if you boycott, Walmart sells a lot of China's goods.
90% of everything in Walmart stores from China. 90%.
Yeah. And then also when you look at the drywall that China made that, you know, was causing people to be sick and, you know, causing asthma and everything else.
Right. Well, in this trailer it shows Toxify Me Elmo.
With the red dye and the lead.
Right.
Yeah, because even with the toys, and then they even had it for the animals, that things that was in there that was killing the animals. And that's the reason why I'm upset with why are we sending our chicken that is made from here over to China for China to send it back here?
Processing's cheaper. Shipping's cheaper, I guess. I don't know.
How safe is it?
I couldn't say. There's no regulations there. They don't have an FDA. They don't have an environmental protection agency. You know that. They do whatever they want pre-willy. It doesn't matter. It ain't the people. China is a big dynasty. It's a, you know, it ain't what people think it is.
You know, when you look at China has a high suicide rate because they work those people like dogs.
Then
they had the one child, you know, one child limitation. You can only have one child.
Everybody wanted boys, so they keep the boys. So there now there's like three times as many boys as girls. There's no one from their date that's Oh, God, not the gay agenda again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Oh, not the agenda again. But Beasley, seriously, do you see how it's all working together? I mean, anywhere can you see how this comes together? If you don't,
into,
that's fine.
Into what?
Into the Agenda 21 and just with everything, the way how this world is going.
Yeah, there's things are changing.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good for the regular person.
No. Do you remember that song by Brass Construction, Times Are Changing? Moving on.
Yeah. Pump, 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 pump.
Yep, and Ron, I do have that downloaded. That is in there.
Okay.
But,
what about,
you know, we
Ball
see
of Confusion
that,
by the
and
Temptations?
That was in the 70s. Wasn't that, pardon me, Ball of Confusion? That's in there, too.
That's 1969.
And Ball of Confusion is exactly where we are today. It's a ball of confusion.
It's a ball of confusion.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, but I do have
maybe
that
it's
in
always
there,
been
the Temptations.
Maybe
Ron,
it's
that's
always,
in there, too.
Maybe it's always been a ball of confusion.
Yes, it has been for a very long time. I mean, I can't speak so much to when I was a child because, you know, when I was a child, I wasn't really paying attention to many of them things. My thing was just being able to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my biggest concern was, could I go out today? But, you know, nowadays, you see children that they don't want to go outside.
No, they want to stay on the computer.
Yeah.
Or on their device. Yeah. On their,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait,
reality.
Stay away from that reality. Reality's bad for you. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't
Rod.
Want, you know, handle
Rod,
the real things.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Rod,
what's that,
Beasley. Rod Beasley, Antoinette, Cuz, gotta go. I gotta get up early in the morning, but I appreciate your show.
All right, Cuz.
I enjoy your show,
right on,
and I will chime in tomorrow.
Catch
all
you
right,
later,
brother.
Okay,
appreciate
you
it.
Don't,
all right,
I'm gonna deal with
all
you.
All right, have a nice night, everyone.
You too, brother. Right on, man.
All right.
Okay, I love you, cuz. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Nice to hear, cuz. I ain't heard of him in a while. Well, my chat room's dead as a doornail. That thing. I need to call Beecher and ask him, why is that? Why are you killing chat rooms? You know?
Well, they kill them as soon as the show's over.
I think
well,
they've always
be...
done that.
No.
Sure.
You know better than me.
Your show could be dead, and your overtime could be over. Your chat room could stay open still.
They'll open until you closed it.
So you got to stay open until you closed it, right?
Yep, or until the last person left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go in and out the chat room and come back, even if the show was over. But
how much
you know
money
what it is? BTR
think?
Is making money now.
How much money do
you know,
you think
they gave
make?
You know, a couple of years for free, and that was enough to sucker people in.
Or they're making a lack of money. That's what the problem is, too, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
well, now you have all those advertisements, and when I first came on BTR, they didn't.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of shows. BTR's lost
a lot
of shows.
Yeah, people are going elsewhere. I'm sorry, Beasley, you were trying to say something.
How much money do you think they make?
Oh, they're probably making millions. They have, what, over 1,000 some shows?
Two, 3,000 different shows. I don't know, or X amount of thousands of shows. I don't know. Quite a few.
And then, you know, advertisements and stuff like that, they may be
right.
Making billions.
I mean, a 1,000 shows, I guess it doesn't take that much maintenance since you can't get anybody on the phone. 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 shows. I mean, that's only $38,000 a month. That's not. They have to be making more than that, I guess.
Well,
I mean, $38,000 a month.
Also, when you
month.
Look at the advertisements,
right,
they have, you know, what, 5 or 10 advertisements per show.
Right.
Yeah, well, then again, it was just an idea. It was someone's idea, and it worked.
Right.
Yeah.
They got lucky. That's
they
it.
They put everything up. They put
yeah.
everything
I mean,
up,
which was a you know a good thing. I mean, but. You know, as with all good things.
Probably more successful than they thought it would be. A a lot of internet type startups, you know, fail.
Yeah.
This one.
I watched the interview on him, the guy that did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, he's just start talking about my dad and me or whatever, blah blah blah, and all of a sudden, bam, you know, it came up.
I bet they had no. I bet they had no idea all the craziness that would happen. I mean that. Would you expect like anonymous, you know, anonymous all the computer hackers to start, you know, going to shows regularly, and the different and
well,
LulzSec and the different hacker groups that were actually part of big huge federal no one knew who Anonymous was 4 years ago. And then, you know, the government.
Well,
there's
Anonymous, the trolls and stuff like that. I mean, I thought the trolls were.
Some of them.
Oh, really?
They're different.
Mr. Beasley, I did not know.
Well, I've done a little research out there. Yeah, Anonymous and LulzSec and some of the other hardcore hacker groups. They've even had war with each other.
What did you say the other name was? LulzSec?
LulzSec. Lulz is.
I never heard of them.
Well, Lulz is a slang little code word for internet and drama and like laughs. You know, the people that cause trouble for laughs.
Okay. See, I don't do slang. I never did slang. Okay.
Yeah. No, but like shows like that were, well, they've attacked, apparently, you know, they used to follow a bunch of different shows, Vince and the Bay being the number one.
Yeah,
They drove him completely nuts. I mean, poor guy. You know,
we used to get attacked. Not Ron and I, but when I used to co-host the show. like 2007 and 2008, 2009,
something
like that.
Mike Colfax was saying the first day that he had a show, he had 500 people in the chat room. 500, whatever.
My. Well, that's good. When your numbers get real high like that and they all come in, you know that that's a troll.
You know something's wrong?
You're being hacked by a troll group.
But you know, the funny part about that is if you're on the profit share on BTR, that's good for you. The more people show up, the more hits you get, the more you make.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So, you know.
Yeah, it makes your ratings go up.
And yeah, exactly. You get... Your residual's nice, kind of, you know, not real nice, but ain't much shit. I don't do it. I'm not involved, but I don't give a shit.
I think there's a lot of people that started shows and that would come on BTR and a platform like this that just wasn't really familiar with the things that people do on the internet and the games they play. And...
Yeah.
These particular groups have turned it up to a different level. There's always been people in comment sections and message boards that cause problems and trouble.
Chat
room trolls.
Chat room bullies.
There's always been
a chat room bully.
Yeah, some people get a kick out of it, but they took it to a new level here where they're actually talking to people and real-life people, and apparently they do it also that some of them are gamers, too. And those gamers talk to each other, and that gets pretty competitive. And they send people that gamers, you know, they dox. They figure out who the gamer is, and they send a SWAT team to the gamer's house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, gamers. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the actual physical people that play the games on...
Online.
Yeah. They play them online, and then they, you know, the nerds,
and
the hackers.
And they send people after them? You got to be kidding.
No, they sent SWAT teams to Vincent DeBay's house. They sent SWAT teams to Debbie Daly's house 2 or 3 times.
For a game? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, no. The gamers is separate, but they've done it to show hosts all the time, and then they've done it to other people. People get swatted. I mean, this is a dangerous place to be around. This is a dangerous place for someone that's not careful to try to protect their identity. And even if you're careful, there's no privacy at all.
They still find you. They
get your IP address and just go from
there. Yeah, they didn't used to be able to do that. Apparently they take the IP address and they put it together with every little, all kinds of other little bits and pieces of information. Things that you've said.
Yeah.
You know, maybe your area code. All kinds of things. No, it's It drives people nuts because the funny thing is some of the people that want to fight them for the fact of keeping their show
on. People actually want to physically fight for this?
Well, yeah, fight them, or they want to fight them on the air, or they want to oppose them, but you're fighting ghosts, you know? How do you fight ghosts?
Right.
You know, it's like blindfolding.
Oh, that is ridiculous. That's
like
children playing. Lord, you mean tell me somebody got enough time to be going out and doing all of this kind of mess?
I'm not doubting you.
I'm just saying it's just ridiculous.
They just know when they get off on someone saying, I'm going to call the FBI, I'm going to do this, because they don't really care about this shit at all. Even though there's laws
against... Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, you know what? Basically, I have to say this to you. Last night when I put you and Mike on mute, it was not because y'all were hollering and screaming and cussing, but the show was getting ready to end. We were down to 10 minutes, and I wanted to close out the show.
I'm never bothered by anything like that. You don't have to say anything.
Well, I mean, I just wanted that understood because I was like, oh, my goodness, you know. I said, and I didn't want the show to end with MF or this, or, you know.
I don't remember what happened. I really don't.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to.
Oh, Michael Hood, crazy Michael Hood. Yeah, Michael Hood was drinking.
Michael's
that night.
Sweet. He's a sweet young man.
Oh my God!
But,
he's a lunatic.
No, I just said it. You know, it wasn't anything like
nice
that. It was
you.
Just that.
Oh,
he's
that,
always sweet to me. He's never been disrespectful to me.
Oh my God! He's threatened to kill people. He's a lunatic. He's a lunatic.
He has never been disrespectful to me. I cannot say anything
me,
against that child, and I wouldn't.
Trust me, he's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Well, he has never disrespected
me.
That's
been my experience.
And I've been across him for a couple of years, I would say now. But he's always been very respectful towards me.
Yeah, I've never had a problem.
Other people have.
I've heard him on other shows. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's unique. You have to see how he is on that particular day. Now this Constantine from Abilene. How do you guys know he wasn't trolling you guys last night? He sounded pretty
sexual,
right?
Well, I don't, but I've ran across him for years now also.
Apparently he had a show.
He used to be on the Freedomizer show, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, I've ran across him for years.
Right. Yeah.
And he is a very talented man and very intelligent man. So, you know, I don't know what's going on in his personal life.
I just know what he shared last night,
but I don't know. You know, that's all I know.
He's having a hard time. That's a horrible story. That's a bad story.
Yes, that is. And most people that I hear that are targeted individuals, I've heard of, you know, different stories like this. You know, once they step out and they expose things, then they become targeted where they really make these people's lives a living hell.
I wonder whatever happened to Wesley that used to call into Mr. Talk Show and a lot of the other shows. He was getting the microwaves, according to him, and he's just disappeared.
Well, he's a targeted individual also. He is working, from what I understand. He's been working.
Oh, well, that's
good. You know, so he's busy. He hasn't been able to attend the shows, from what I understand. I have, you know, talked to someone who does know him, and
they didn't capture
him
or anything.
I've asked him how he was. Pardon me?
They didn't capture him or anything.
No, he's just working hard.
They didn't, right. I mean, they didn't. I thought maybe they finally got him and had him locked in a basement somewhere or something.
Hold him off.
Basically, go back and listen to the shows that is on targeted individuals. I have,
and I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell if those people are targeted individuals or mentally ill. I've heard quite a bit of them.
Yeah,
I can't tell if they're. I believe they have targeted individuals, but I don't know if everyone is targeted individuals and if they're getting microwaved to change their mind, the way their mind thinks it controls them. There's a lot of way out things out there. And you just, it's like, you can't, I can't tell who is, who might be an actual target individual, and I can't tell just who's mentally ill.
Wow.
I can't discern the difference, and I don't want to laugh at anybody that's actually being persecuted like that, because I'm sure that it does happen,
yeah.
And they have the technology. But in the same respect, just because anyone that says it, you know, there was a lady that called into Perry's show one night, and Wesley and Perry, they were listening, and the woman kept on talking about her husband and how he died, and the more she talked, the longer she talked, she said that they would send the that she lived on the 16th floor in this apartment, and the gnats would come in the window. I don't know if you've ever lived. They might probably have gnats in Delaware, but they have them in Maryland. They're like little tiny flies.
Yeah, we have gnats
bugs.
Here. We have
yeah,
fruit trees. Gnats come
right,
where
and they
fruit.
They, and they come in like a little group and everything, the gnats. The group
yeah,
of gnats.
They do.
Said, those are the spy agency.
Oh, yeah,
the CIA were sending the gnats to spy on her. And she kept talking. I'm like, you guys can't tell that she's nuts? You can't tell that she's nuts, and I started asking her questions, and it finally came out. You know, she started saying something that was so ridiculous, but she had them going for a good hour. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't say, you know, now they have it where they have so many different things that they are making as those chip things, you know, where I forget, like little small drones that they're using. You know, where they're saying mosquitoes and stuff. I've never seen one. Of course, if I did, I guess I wouldn't know it. And I hope I never run across one. You know, but so I don't know. You know, who knows with the technology that is out there now, what they're able to do.
I guess they got to do it. And I can see maybe someone being controlled so they can commit some type of act, some false flag act. You know, that guy, that the Somali
yeah,
guy,
Ron,
the one that shot at the thing.
Ron,
I believe that he
could
have
doing?
Been controlled. Stepping on
what
hands.
Am I doing?
Yeah,
stepping on
that
the
noise.
I'm sitting there.
Oh, I thought you were making that noise.
What
I
noise?
I hear that noise often. It's like someone stepping on cans.
Yeah, it sounds like you're digging in a bag or something, or rattling papers.
I am digging in a bag.
Yeah,
okay.
That makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, you can
I'm a BTR. I'm a BTR host. I have to have a bag. That's required.
Okay.
By law.
Okay, I don't even want to know what kind of bag, all right? That just didn't sound right. And even though I'm a square from Delaware.
I say that all the time. Not about you, but I use that term.
But that's okay, Beasley. I don't mind being a square.
Well, I'm a hillbilly in the Ozarks, so what can I say? You know.
Well, I'm a kitty from the big city. Takes all kinds.
Oh.
Fire up that cigarette. Smoke another one.
That was not me.
I'm talking to Beasley. You smoke Beasley?
I don't smoke. No, I don't. That's
all right on. I quit 4 months ago. I'm still being cool.
Yeah,
I
so
smoke.
He's just,
bugging
everybody.
How long have you been smoking? Since you're 16?
Oh, fuck. 20 years. No, since 18, actually, you know. 18.
Okay. Oh, my.
I'm 48 now.
I've been smoking for 38 years.
My God.
But my lungs are clear.
But I bet you're resined up. I bet you if we scrape them, we could get stoned.
I bet you can't.
Maybe not stoned.
Guess what? You're not going to get the chance to, okay?
Our
and
guy
we
from.
Have
10
we have 10 minutes left before we get cut off.
Yeah, of course. But,
yes.
You know, or get a nicotine shot. Or die from the
and look, my phone is getting ready to die. So
okay.
I'm going to take
right.
a night. Play
all
moving
right.
on for Beasley. No,
okay.
He wants Ball of Construction. I mean,
play whatever you like.
But I'm
That's
Ball
fine.
Of Confusion.
Yeah,
ball
the lyrics.
Confusion. I gotta find it.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye.
Ball of
a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me,
Vote
and I'll
for
set
me.
You free.
Happy Granny's going to be on.
Right on, people. Right on.
Rip on, brother, rip on. The only ones talking about the DJ is the preacher.
He can't find it, and I'm not in the
I'm
studio.
Looking.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah, that's okay.
You dropped a bomb on me, on one is unknown soldier, War III, what's going on, Marvin Gaye, that's it. Revolution, you smell that.
Well, my phone is going
really,
to die.
They're really taking over all the shows with the homosexual talk. How much can you talk about homosexuality?
All day long.
Gosh. Good God. And then you put yourself, just because you want to be tolerant.
Why does it bother you so much, man? Why does homosexuality?
No, well, because it's nonstop, and there's one particular person, and she's pushing her agenda. And,
okay.
Yes, and she goes hardcore, and she talks long, and you can't disagree with her. You can't disagree with
have
her.
Ever,
she just.
Have you ever went to the show Tins and Chops? You ever been on that?
I haven't.
You ever checked that out?
I haven't.
That's straight up gay. That's straight up freaky gay people. That's
I
all.
Never
it
was.
Yeah.
Have
bless
you, have
their
you
hearts.
Ever considered doing your own show?
Me?
What's that?
I asked Beasley, did he ever consider doing
it? Oh, yeah, I considered it. I did a couple of test shows. I got a couple of shows, and a lot of people came. I don't know how the chat room did. The chat room wasn't many, but there were people calling in. I had people call in. I did like two or three test shows, and then I started reading more and more about the kind of things some of those hosts went through. And I said, that's the last thing in the world that I would need to happen in my life. I'm not doing this. These people are nuts. I'll pass on a radio career.
My phone is really beeping, so at any time, if it cuts out and I don't get to say goodnight, I'm saying a goodnight to you.
Oh, yeah. Before it does. So we're about done, Mel. Because
it's constantly beeping.
Well, I got a couple seconds left anyway.
You have to have more courage than I have. The risk versus the reward of having a show. The risks were far greater than the reward.
Right.
I mean, I would draw all of the sickos.
Yeah.
I would draw all the sickos.
I find that it's always best to treat people the way how you want to be treated, and that's what I try to do.
There's some people that have a difficult time disagreeing with it, and there's a lot of people that can dish it out and can't take it. And I'm a polarizing figure. I'm opinionated, and I like to think I'm well-spoken, and people seem to – it just seems to get underneath people's skin, even when I'm not trying to. And, no, this is not – it's fun to do, but I couldn't deal with all that. I wouldn't want to deal with all that stuff. I think it's foolish. I think people that once they start getting these problems happening in their real life, like people sending, 40 pizzas to your house a day and hookers knocking on your door at 2:00 in the morning and then Chinese food coming to your house and then they send all kinds of supplies, free tampons to your house and all this other stuff and all kinds of phone calls. It's funny until it happens to you. And then you've got, five different. Can you imagine 7 different Chinese?
See, I don't answer my door like that anyway. Now, if somebody knocks on my door in the middle of the night, I'm not answering the door. I don't answer my door after dark.
Vince the Bay had the SWAT team come while he was on the air.
Oh my!
He sent a SWAT team to his house while he was on the air. And he continued to fight them. And the show is going to go on no matter what you people do. And they don't stop coming. They don't stop coming. It should have drive you nuts.
Oh, my. Wow.
This stuff will drive you nuts. I don't know if it's wisdom or cowardice or maybe.
But didn't Debbie Daly go to Spreaker?
Yeah. They're there, too. They don't stop messing with their Spreaker. There's no oversight on Spreaker. Anything goes. It's like the World Wrestling Foundation, and those trolls are hardcore. Those are the hardcore trolls that all day long.
Yeah, I don't have an account. Spreaker
I've never
account.
Been there.
Yeah, you know what? I've been going over there. I've got to stop because the one of the hardcore troll groups is. They're white supremacists. They say nigger all the time, nigger. And they paddle around with me, but they know I'm black. It's only a matter before they string me up. It's only a matter
of
time.
I've never been there.
We've had them on our on Paris show that attacked us before. But yeah.
On the Skype A-holes?
Yeah.
No, they're right. Just they just talk. These other ones actually do things.
Oh yeah, they did it on Paris show. Trust me, they did it on Paris show. They start trying to talk real serious here, and all of a sudden, that racial bullshit, you know. But I used to stop them. I said, wait a minute, hey, oh, man. I start talking to them, and I actually get them to calm down and talk to me. You know, what do you mean? Where are you going? I said, one, dude, I'm not black, so I don't look for you know. I'm the host, you know. And it might be a black show, but I'm not black.
I remember Dad said to me, well, Anthony, we like you.
There's all kinds of crazy fuckers around, man.
Some crazy. Even psychotic-ass one angry Jew says some of these people are really nuts. Even he says some of those people are really dangerous.
I love to talk to Jew when Jew is serious and you can really talk to him. But when Jew wants to play, Jew can play. He can be very irritating. But when he is serious, I love talking to Jew. I just can't handle it when he gets to playing. He wants to, you know, I can't handle that.
You just don't know which side of the cuckoo's nest he got out on. And you got to believe. I don't care. How calm he sounds.
Yeah.
There has to be something wrong with that guy to be doing this as long as he's been doing it.
Right.
There has to be.
Once you start, you're stuck on it, man. But hey, guys, I'm going to get off here because we're out of time. We're running late.
Yeah.
Later.
And you didn't play any music to play us out, but that's okay.
It's coming. Anyways.
You're any guy.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody. I appreciate you, man. But I appreciate everybody coming. But anyway, we're going to get out of here, and I will see you today, which is my today, pardon, your tomorrow or your today.
It's already my today. It's still Beasley's tomorrow, I believe.
There you go. All right. Well, I will see you then. Be good. Behave yourself.
All right. And have a good one, everyone.
We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.